And we are live. It is the War Room. I am Jason Vermes subbing in. We got a couple hours together, folks. Here's the deal. You know, I was listening to Gavin McGinnis and been very aware of the guy for a very, very long time. Probably been seeing some of his videos show up in my feed and watching them. I don't know, for the past decade or so, before he was doing his own thing and he was a part of Rebel News, right? That's probably when he became on my radar. And look, I think Gavin's very funny. I think he has awful takes. And I think I've only been in the room with Gavin once, and this was at actually an Alex Jones event where I was in D.C., for a free Julian Assange event. And it just so happened that Alex held this big free speech conference out there in D.C. as well around the same time. So I stuck around. Let's start with a fun one. Rick Rubin? He was picking on Rick Rubin? Now, this is going to actually also get, and we're going to cover real stuff here. By the way, I want to make sure that you know we're going to get into his position in Iran. The idea that X or Musk are a free speech platform, that's ridiculous. And he also talked up Conor McGregor, which we'll get into just briefly. But Rick Rubin, we're going to start fun. Okay, Rick Rubin has produced some of the greatest albums of all time. In fact, it's kind of funny because in the same breath of him kind of bashing Rick Rubin, right, guys? He talked about the Beastie Boys a little bit later on. How do you think Rick Rubin and the Beastie Boys got their start together? And he also picked on System of a Down, one of my all-time favorites. And he's produced, I think he's produced every single one of their albums, which are all pure gold, wrapped in diamonds, with a platinum finish, Gavin, just to let you know. That's how good that is. But let's take it into AI for a second, which at the top of the list of Bilderberg, this very important surprise meeting, first time that they've met this early in my entire lifetime, actually in almost 50 plus years. I believe we did a whole video on it, including the Bilderberg connections to Epstein. We're going to talk about some of those as well today. Very real, very in the files. And not, you know, part of some lunacy, actually Epstein directing Mandelson. Okay, the right-hand man of Starmer. Remember, Starmer had to apologize. Mandelson went to Bilderberg 17 times, giving him a script for one of the Bilderberg events. But again, we'll get into that in a little bit. AI is complete and total garbage. Really what it is, when we're talking about looking up information, it's the new narrative control search engine. What do I mean by that? Well, I asked AI, Google, in this instance, we didn't Grok it. Who knows? Maybe Grok was a little better, but I find Grok pulling the same Johnny nonsense. They lie to you constantly, by the way. I've encountered that several times over the past several weeks of doing research into 9/11, which is my bread and butter. Basically just trying to find source material of stuff that I already knew about, and then it lies to me about the source material. And then it apologizes, oh, that's an error. I'm very sorry when you call them out on it and you actually provide a URL to them. So let me show you how Google, just very quickly before this initial break, is really just AdSense narrative garbage. So I ask very easily, full list of Rick Rubin produced albums in chronological order. Now, I had to restart my computer, so you're not going to see the initial one, but it did start with this. Is that a list? Or is that a bunch of websites it wants me to click on because they have ad revenue with them? And then, you know, it says it'll include mistakes. And in this one, it gave me a list likened to this one on the bottom from his beginning of his career to 99, but refused to do the more modern stuff. Why is that? Why is that? Well, it's programmed by people, and it's programmed on purpose to be deceptive and engaging and then bring you into their narrative. We're going to talk more about that and those terrible takes by McGinnis after this.
We have two new products at theolivejonestore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep that's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the second American revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
Out in a moment. We are live. Yes. All right. Thought we were. Hadn't heard my producer. Sorry. We're going to get back to the AI and the bad takes because it's extremely important. So as I just showed everybody, I asked the AI first, but it's really easy. Okay. Had I wanted to do it without the AI, I could have just gone to probably like an IMDb type site and found it out. But I wanted to see after it gave me the initial Johnny Nonsense ad report, what it was going to do. So like I said, it changed this to not give me, you notice there's no response here. That response was what I kind of showed you with the bullet points. But then I say I asked for a full list, nothing else. Please provide with literally directing the AI for no other context. What's it do? It gives me 1980s highlights. But hey, let's go through some of these highlights for Gavin McGinnis in case he doesn't love great music. You know, we talked about License to Ill with the Beastie Boys. And you notice in this one, it doesn't even tell you some of the artists in this one. We'll get to it. I mean, he's produced Slayer albums, Rain and Blood. You know, say what you want about Slayer. I get it. That's some heavy metal. Red Hot Chili Peppers throughout their career. Californication, Blood Sugar Sex Magik, you name it. One Hot Minute, very underrated album. I'm a big Tom Petty fan. With the Heartbreakers, without the Heartbreakers. Wildflowers, man. I mean, are we done? Are we going to at least concede this point? Toxicity. I mean, I get it. You don't love great metal. I do. Audio Slaves album. He did Death Magnetic with Metallica. And I specifically remember being in Austin, Texas back in those earlier InfoWars days, those InfoWarrior days, and loving that album. Loving it. Loving it. I'd go like 15 other albums. I'm going to let Gavin McGinnis maybe do his own research because apparently he doesn't. Back to the frustration with the AI. Okay. So I keep going through and I ask it why it's not giving me what I ask for. I say it again, full chronological order like you did for the 80s and 90s, which it did, still refused to do it. Okay. I said, you did it again. What did it do? It gave me a bunch of ads again. So this is what it initially gave me through the 90s. And, you know, essentially, I gave it an almost identical prompt and finally got what I wanted for. And then, like I said, because I restarted it, more ads. And here is kind of that. You do get it kind of in chronological order, but not in the same way. AI is trash, everybody. Danzig, come on. He did Danzig, everybody. You could say it was a cover album of Johnny Cash, but that just wouldn't be correct, Gavin. Quickly, before we get into Bilderberg, another horrible take by him. You know, we're talking about Trump. He talked about remaining on the Trump train. Now, I've never choo-chooed on that train. I've called balls and strikes. I've liked a lot of the rhetoric and some of the actions, especially in regards to globalism. And I'm gonna say it. He was a narrative game changer. You know, we're gonna go to an article over here in a moment over at the New American. And I spent some time with the head of the New American probably a little over a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. Time flies. And, you know, he was very you know, Adam, kind of in my same position, is the first guy that's gone off the reservation. But there were still troubling aspects. And this is even, you know, pre, obviously Iran. This is probably around, that election cycle, when he's coming back in the second term. And look, I voted for the guy three times. I just want to make that extremely clear. And you could say it's the lesser of two evils. Maybe I had a little bit more hope in 2016 than I did in 2020. But I mean, I've been covering Joe Biden before he was, you know, a zombie dementia patient that nobody in the media was reporting about. All you had to do was watch the debates, 300 Joe. It was very clear. I mean, as a human being, I get things wrong. I get things wrong too. I think we should all admit that with humility. And I thought there was no chance that they were going to, you know, choose Joe Biden as their Democratic nominee. My money at the time, wasn't on Kamala Harris because she polled so low. It's unbelievable. How much, she pulled low in that 2020 before they put her in 2024 and, you know, had her as like, I don't even know if it's the face of the vice presidency. She did absolutely nothing. Like it was incredible how little she did. I thought they were going to try to throw you grandma oatmeal, right? They didn't want Bernie because Bernie gets a little too real on his socialist policies, aka actually benefiting people in his mind, right? He's too much, but grandma oatmeal. AKA Elizabeth Warren seemed like the perfect fit, checked enough of the identity politics boxes. Nope. They went Joe Biden. So again, I voted for Trump three times. I'm unashamed. The stuff, at least, you know, talking about climate, the Paris Accords, those are important things. Not just totally opening and flooding the border. Those are important things. Not advocating for, you know, literally, physically and mentally, disfiguring your children sexually. Cause those drugs, it's oversauce. You know, you want to know why? I mean, first of all, obviously there's something mentally wrong with that child at that point. If they're even going along with the madness, right? You add the type of drugs and hormones they put you for, it's over. It's over. I mean, you talk about crimes against humanity. So again, on board with that. Okay. The Trump train, has been severely derailed with this Iran thing. And look, McGinnis actually admitted that he's one of the few people there. Right. And like I said, we're going to get into that a lot more, but I just want to say this about it. You know, I watched the UFC this weekend. And honestly, I would have went to Bilderberg. But I had to go out to, Des Moines for my niece's big regional, volleyball thing, family first always. And I hope that you guys feel the same way. And by the way, knowing stuff, being informed, that also helps your family because then you have discernment. You know, ignorance is not bliss, right? So I'm watching the UFC and Trump comes in with Dana White and the crew and, you know, Marco Rubio is already seated. I think Don Jr. might have been there, et cetera. When he came in to the UFC, when he had first been reelected, you know, with the Muskernuts and all the others, it was pandemonium. Go watch it. People erupted. They were so disturbed by the last, 4 years of what they'd been through. Again, with an onset dementia patient who couldn't talk, they cheered like crazy. Go watch it. From this weekend. Nope. And I think the first hand he shook as he went over to the seat was Dan Bongino. You think Bongino's popular with people that aren't essentially an extension of boomerism? And I had some conversations with some boomers this weekend that we'll probably get into in a bit. But the red line has been crossed so many times at this point militarily, right? I had issues with the first Trump presidency, the first 2016. In fact, at that same meeting that Gavin McGinnis was in the room with is the first time I got to sit down and talk to Harrison Smith. And obviously, Harrison normally hosts this program, hosts a little bit of the Alex Jones Show today. And Harrison and I were having a discussion. I believe Rob Dew was in the room. Dew just texted me. Made me smile, your text, Dew. Real smile, not just the LOL. And we were talking about Trump and military action. I'm like, yes, it's great that we haven't expanded Afghanistan and Iraq. But I mentioned Yemen and the drone bombings and how Trump's administration had actually drone bombed more than Obama's administration. 100%, everybody. 100%. And whether that's Trump's ignorance or not, it's real. And you have to address it because, again, if we don't address these things and speak up, they don't change. They don't even get into the vernacular. All right? And later on, we'll talk about Trump attacking Megyn Kelly and Candace Owens, Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, because that's important too. You know, I don't think all of this is theater, although a lot of the world is a stage, and that's why there is this fight for narrative management over everything else. It's over everything else, and that's what's the genius of Alex Jones and InfoWars. He saw that information war as the battleground almost before anybody and coined that term. A big deal. And the battle for the info war, at least this year, in my mind, is being lost on a severe scale. And that's why we're going to move into Bilderberg and their form of narrative management. Okay? When we talk about Bilderberg and we talk about the predator class, a lot of people are now calling it the Epstein class. Now, this article, this is the New American. I actually discussed this, I think, about a week ago. Maybe a little bit less. I think maybe it was Wednesday. I did it because it was the first time I did a broadcast since learning that Bilderberg again. And I don't think that Bilderberg had planned to meet in the first week of at the tail end of the first week. I guess it's the front of the second week, right? I think the 9th was Thursday. First and foremost, the only way it really leaked was Mark Rutte, who had his schedule publicly out there, who is the head of NATO, okay, Secretary General of NATO. The other, and I mean the previous Secretary General of NATO, Bilderberg, now steering member. So he's been a staple of Bilderberg for some time, Jens Stoltenberg, now a steering member. So on Rutte's schedule, it was meeting the Trump administration on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, attending Bilderberg in D.C. Now, more and more, it seems, in the 2000s, if you will, D.C., Chantilly, Virginia first, but now D.C. is a meeting place for Bilderberg. Like I said previously, in my entire lifetime, it has always been either the very beginning of May, usually May 8th or 9th, kind of like this, all the way to the end of June, it could be. So mid-April is when I start trying to dick-a-dick-a-do and find out if there's any reports. And shout out to Kristen T. Harris, who shot me the text. Shout out to Dan Dix, who we're going to mention a little later from Press for Truth. I think that he did an emergency broadcast with Alex on this subject matter on Saturday. He got out there. Awesome. No mainstream media have covered it this year. So Rutte, Secretary General of NATO, has, by the way, a meeting not just with Trump, okay? A meeting with Rubio, who's at the UFC, like I just said. Rubio is horrible. What happened to the days of Trump and little Marco? Now he's going after people like Massey, who's the real deal. The real deal. Yep, Massey's just gaining popularity, and as well he should. He actually stands by the values that he says he does. He doesn't make drastic left turns that not only are totally and completely militarily insane, and in my opinion, insane against humanity. I mean, does Palestine even really exist anymore? No one's even talking about that. I was going to do a whole thing just on that alone. I mean, when has that been in the conversation? We're talking about Lebanon and Beirut right now, of which the narrative managers are erasing it from the memory hole. And by narrative managers, we talked about Google being one. We'll get to X being one. Don't worry. This is Apple. Weird how it's all these technopolies. We'll show you who's a Bilderberg in a moment. Back to the Epstein class. So Epstein here in one of the emails, I think this is like a 2012-ish email. He is being advised on how he can do PR and who he needs to get in bed with. And they know that he's a member of the Trilateral Commission. And amongst the other organizations they mention is Bilderberg. Now, this person, this elite fixer that he's talking about, I think it was Steven something or other. Man, it's Osborne and Partners is the firm. I do remember that. And let me see if it says it. It talks about the BRICS summit and Bilderberg. Okay. Now, what this guy obviously doesn't know is that Jeffrey Epstein is sending Peter Mandelson and other parties, by the way. I think Tom Collins is also mentioned in there, but not the same kind of relationship of his script for Bilderberg. Of his script for Bilderberg. All the world's a stage. This is what we want you to sell to the other elite class. All right. And, you know, just quickly shying away from that and kind of just keeping with Epstein, because it all happened in the same week. It all happened together. You had that Melania. I am not Epstein's victim. Now, I just thought that this was the most odd timing that she came out and said this, okay? Because it's been years and years and years that the allegations were out there that it was actually Epstein that had thrown some party. I think it was Ari Ben-Menashe that's the first person to put that out, that essentially it was an audition for wife number three. I never reported any of it as fact. What I reported as fact is that this was a person who was a model. Okay. Obviously Epstein heavy in the modeling industry. You know, Trump also having that connection there with the beauty pageants. All right. Never said anything about any kind of child abuse or any of that. They clearly had a relationship. And I had talked about, you know, when the deniers were out there, a lot of people were like, well, Trump never rode on his plane. I go, I've never said that, but, Trump himself in a news article is waiting for Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell to board his plane, and he's with Melania. Okay? Now, I know the press has been reporting on this email, and maybe that's why she decided to say something now, but what really rubbed me the wrong way about, and I know that Alex believes that she's getting ready to leave Trump, Roger Stone doesn't think so, who knows? What rubbed me the wrong way was her out-and-out lie that there had been fake pictures of her and Epstein circulating for years. That's not real. All right. The picture, you know, she talked about the parties and the event. That's real, that they were all together and photographed with and yeah, being chummy with one another for sure. Okay. Outside of that, I don't know, but I know I had never seen a fake or AI generated, picture or Photoshop picture. Cause really AI has only been around for a couple years. To the general public to do something like that. It's not real. So what are we doing? Why are you lying? Like lies don't make friends and they don't build trust in your narrative. Something to consider, you know, and it's so funny because after she said that, all of a sudden a clearly AI generated photo of her, Ghislaine and Epstein wearing a Palm Beach Pete shirt goes viral. And just like the Palm Beach Pete thing went viral. You notice when you get into the meat and potatoes of the ruling class, their agenda, which we're going to go over today, the Bilderberg group, that the media is not interested. And quite frankly, neither is social media. The Bilderberg group should have been trending everywhere this weekend. Nowhere sauce, nada, Zippo, zilch, anywhere. Any platform, barely a nut's hair of a mention anywhere. Okay. Instead, Palm Beach Pete goes viral. A fake AI photo of Epstein walking around Tel Aviv goes viral. When things of that nature, okay, are being seen everywhere and on repeat parrot style, it's time to take a step back. And really ask yourself why that's being promoted. Okay? Look, sometimes the truth does go viral. But boy, do we have to fight, kick, scream, scratch and claw for it. In fact, let's just show, give you a little narrative example. So go do it. Type in Bilderberg right now, Google, which is, you know, again, a technopoly. Like that's what it is. It's nothing else. A technopoly. It's an extension of the National Security Agency. You know, Sergey Brin, you know, back in the Dizay, Larry Page, back in the Dizay, when they're creating their algorithm before Google is basically a platform, right? Before it's, Chrome, before it's a Chromebook, before it's Android, before it's any of that. It's just a website you go to search things. Yeah, NASA and DARPA helped them with that, gave them the algorithm for that. Is it any wonder? Is it any wonder that NASA and Google are still in bed together on quantum computing and mechanics and artificial intelligence? I mean, they're the ones that put the public spin on it. Oh, there it is. I mean, guys, totally and completely wild. And we can't make that connection. And by the way, they're at Bilderberg. So here's their search engine. Let's take a look. And by the way, their search engine is excluding at least one article, but this shows you the mainstream media nowhere. And I was hopeful. You know, I was actually talking to my good friend, Charlie Skelton, who has done amazing work on Bilderberg in the past couple decades. He hasn't even put out an article. I don't know that they even commissioned him. And usually he's able to get either like the London Guardian or another European publication to let him do one. Zip. Oh, and you know, we'll refresh. And just so everybody sees the tools, it's sorted by date. So, Josh Friedman, who we're going to talk about, who was down there with Dan Dix and has been covering this for years as well. He wrote something that's on the Cal Coast News. We went over the New American article. That's it. You got Democratica 4 days ago. This is a week ago. And it's just a Georgetown journal. It has nothing to do with the current meeting. Four articles. Now, there was an article like a week or so ago, like this is April 8th, not even. And that doesn't show up in Google's little narrative management center, where Borje Brend, again, just like Mandelson, is no longer part of the steering committee and going to Bilderberg, at least officially. Neither is Borje Brend. Maybe I'm pronouncing that wrong. I could be butchering it. But that shows the effect, okay, of people like you refusing the Johnny Nonsense narrative, refusing to say case closed and that we know everything about. We know a fraction of a fraction of what was going on with Epstein and arms dealing and human trafficking and blackmail, okay, and narrative management, and dare I say it, 9/11, maybe before and after. We don't know. A fraction of a, and you know what we do know? When those emails come out, we know that they're not communicating the really important stuff via email. It's call me. It's call me. Will we ever know the depth of those conversations? I don't know that we will. I know that we got to keep fighting for the truth because the truth matters. So when we get back, we are going to go over the agenda and participant list of this emergency Bilderberg meeting, why it's so important, what they may or may not have been talking about, the significance of those points, and much more. Go check out the alexjonesstore.com right now and support the InfoWar.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. They have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3, and it's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're talking Bilderberg 2026 in D.C., narrative management and control. And, you know, earlier I just showed you Josh Friedman's work. Okay, so Josh Friedman has this great article out there, and it is California funding pours into Bilderberg despite tech elites fleeing the state. And that is 100% correct. All right, first and foremost, we have to understand that California, New York, I mean, Texas, these are true battleground states just by their sheer size. Okay, not only their geographic locations, but their sheer size and population, period. The cities that have been built there, the infrastructure that has been built there. All right? So, yeah, they're, and especially the corruption. Like, it doesn't get much more corrupt than New York and California politics, full stop. Good luck getting somebody who's halfway honest in there. And I wish that weren't the case, but it really is. You got to think locally, right? And when you can, act globally. And, you know, I'm out here in Iowa. I'm doing what I can here in my little community, but I'm also on the border of Illinois, another extremely corrupt state just because of Chicago. Now, that's another, I mean, I probably just named the top four in the country. You know, for infrastructure and really narrative management. You know, what can and can't be allowed. and the driving corruptions that you see in those states. Now, Bilderberg in particular, I just showed you the article. Friedman also got just a short video of MI6 chief Braze Meteorol departing Bilderberg 2026. That's only 5 seconds long. But my man Dan Dix of Press for Truth did this short little video, and you'll actually get to see Friedman in it, of Ann Applebaum of The Atlantic, who's been there a lot, I think a lot over the last decade. Don't know if she's missed one in the last decade, also making her way out.
So here we have Ann Applebaum, one of the largest mainstream media outlets owners inside the conference. And she's trying to make her get away in an Uber, interestingly. I've spoken to her a few times in previous years. And I think she knows who we are now because used to talk to us. But now maybe she understands where we're coming from. And she's...
What? That we don't think that elitists, the predator class, the power structures... The Anglo-American Israeli Saudi Empire slash alliance get to meet in secret? Yeah, it's a problem. And as I'm going to show you, it's not just The Atlantic. WB is there. Warner Brothers, bigger than ever. Now, they're a big part of narrative management. You better believe that. The Economist, Bloomberg, they're there. What is it? Axel Springer with Matthias Dofner. Dofner's there every year. In fact, they've gotten Dofner several times. So let's get into the open agenda, the public face of Bilderberg, right? What they put out. And to give people an idea of when at least these people know when the next meeting's going to be, it at least is like 6 to 7 weeks out. And in the Epstein emails, that's kind of apparent. You have Mandelson emailing Epstein about going to Chantilly, Virginia, going to Virginia for Bilderberg, I believe in 2012, and saying, this is an April email, it's going to be like the third week of May. So they at least know then when it's going to be. I really feel like this one got moved up after the escalation in Iran and the reality of not only the military geopolitical repercussions, but the financial and economic ones, obviously. And of course, controlling those narratives. So the very first thing on the list, and this is their official list, BilderbergMeetings.org, is artificial intelligence and then Arctic security. Okay, we're going to start right there on the full stop with those two in mind, because actually they integrate more than you would think. What do you mean, Jason? Well, AI and these data centers, first, wildly unpopular. And for good reason. They're awful. They are absolutely 100% terrible. But Jason, you just used the AI. I use the tools available to me, despite the fact that I know that they are part of control, command and control systems, because I have to. And I have to point out their overt deceptions and the hypocrisies that they create everywhere. And even within my own life, right? Like I'm post this on YouTube after this, despite the fact that I was taken off of YouTube, I think 5 separate times during the COVID-1984 nightmare, despite the fact I was demonetized for 5.5 years. And by the way, with narrative management, don't you guys, I mean, they brought back some channels. They brought back Dan Dix's channel. They brought back Corbett's channel. There was word on the street Alex Jones was going to be able to come back. Remember that? Remember that post that they made? That everybody was going to get another chance? They're wiping the slate clean? Hey, what happened when InfoWars tried to get back on YouTube? I'd encourage them to try to do it again. Because they said it was like a time, we're not ready yet. Well, how much longer you need? What was that, 4, 5, 6 months ago when Alex did that? So I use the tools I can. And with artificial intelligence, I mean, I should have played this one video that I played. I don't even know if I played it on my channel. Maybe we'll find it in the next hour and play it. But essentially, you know, it's this guy. He bought his house like in 2008 or 2009, likes the area. I think it was in Michigan. And now his home is worth $0. The massive hum. Forget about what else with those data centers and the amount of energy they're producing, you know, might be detrimental to the immediate environment around it. Who knows, right? We've all talked about the kids playing under power lines, that joke, right? It's the sound alone. Your house is worth $0. Sorry. And do you think the companies are going to, the only way they're buying that out, and they'll buy it out for pennies on the dollar, is if they are going to expand the data center, putting these in residential neighborhoods. That's one. Now, what do I mean by Arctic security? Now, I know the flat earthers are going to go, wow, Arctic security, I knew it, the ice wall. Number one, Greenland, obviously, a part of that conversation. I think, the prime minister of Denmark, we'll show it to you, is on the attendee list this year. That's one aspect of it. And I think that Greenland, there are numerous reasons they want it, but if they put data centers in the Arctic, if they are able to maneuver a way to power them outside of the public view and cool them outside of the public view, because these things get extremely hot, right? That's half the battle, is the fact that they are using so much fresh water in the areas they currently are without the next gen technology that they intend to supply to these data centers, especially the massive ones like Facebook's Meta wants to put together, the ones that are like two-thirds the size of Lower Manhattan. Let me repeat that, two-thirds the size of Lower Manhattan. They want several nuclear reactors, many nuclear reactors at those sites. See, it's okay to have nuclear power when it's not for human beings. They demonize it otherwise. And look, I'm on the fence. I think, you know, there are definitely some negatives there, but you notice they're not even like worried about the negatives anymore. So the power is going to the artificial intelligence. If they can create a system where their main AI data centers that run that military media industrial complex are out of the purview of the public, number one. Number two, can be cooled much easier. And number three, forget about the nuclear reactors. Say they have other forms of technology that provide energy that you and I aren't purview to, right? They could also utilize that there. That's, in my opinion, what Arctic security is really about. Now, I also think there's the ever-growing possibility that Arctic bases can be utilized to militarily strike other regions more easily and then be undetected as to who it may have been. But I think that's on the outer perimeters. You know, let's be honest with ourselves. Our country, Russia, first world nations, they've explored that region to a large extent. And we've had bases out there in the Arctic a long, long time ago. In fact, when you talk about the black ops world, it was so popular in the public vernacular. I think it was the X-Files movie. Remember when they did the movie before they brought the series back? I think it starts in the Arctic in, you know, some kind of black underground research facility. NASA, big with the Arctic. Big time in that region. That ridiculous story about a Chinese spy satellite being shot down. Wasn't Chinese, wasn't a spy satellite. I got news for you. You know, again, going back to you know, the flat earthers. They, first of all, I love how they like to act like I haven't heard or watched all of their arguments and watched the documentaries and watched the debates. I have been in the game 20 plus years, everybody. I've heard it. I'm not saying I've heard it all. There's always more to hear. There's always more to see. I'm not omnipotent, but when it comes to large scale arguments like that, I got news for you. I've looked into it. All right. And, one of the big things they always talk about is helium, helium, helium. Yet what they shot down, okay, not a Chinese spy satellite. It was a, according to Seymour Hersh, it was essentially, we have these helium-based satellites that are not in low Earth orbit that usually are much more physically massive, by the way, because you want lightweight things in space, right? That's why a lot of that stuff isn't even like metal alloys. It's not even magnetized. I don't tell you that, but that's reality. Anyway, you have this other network of satellites. They refer to them as satellites. So you can watch NASA launch. They do it all the time. Do it all the time. Okay. So AI, Arctic security. Let's continue on here down the line. China, digital finance, energy diversification. We just kind of talked about that, right? Although we're going to be talking about it. Hopefully we'll see how much time we have. Time flies when you're talking like me. With the IEA, the International, Energy, Association, and what they're doing, with command and control. Cause, I mean, guys, it ain't good. They want to take us off. They want that COVID 2.0 nightmare, that Alex Jones talks about. They want you not with your own car, not with your own mode of transportation, without the ability to do anything without their permission. Pretty dangerous. When we talk about digital finance, by the way, again, mouthpieces at Davos. This is the hush-hush meeting outside of that, that I think a lot of the agenda is sitting at. They're talking about artificial intelligence as quote-unquote agents. They're just going to buy stuff for you. And how are they going to do that? The agents are going to have their own credit card that you've given permission to just buy stuff with. That's one of the digital finance things. Of course, any type of digital currency, any central bank digital currency, talks of the IMF and SDRs, all that's a part of it. Okay, Europe. I mean, obviously right now with the escalation of the United States, Iran, Israel, NATO, like we talked about, that's just a no-brainer. I talked about the fact that this escalation, to me, that's why they had it this early. And global trade is a big part of that. And again, the Middle East going nowhere. And I talked about this earlier, you know, kind of what the alliances are. This, you know, Russia, the next one, not a Russian representation here. Don't get me wrong. There's global companies that are obviously doing business there, but there are different sects everywhere. Transatlantic defense industrial relationship. I mean, that is military industrial complex. That is transatlantic defense industrial relationship, military industrial complex. Ukraine, they're keeping that one going strong. Hey, remember when Donnie T promised that he was going to end that and Israel and Palestine, forget about it. Iran wasn't even on the table. Going to end those conflicts before he even stepped into office. Big fail. Big fail. Big fail. The U.S. of A is on the topic list. No kidding. And by the way, having it in D.C., you can only imagine the amount of side meetings that took place. I know Alex Jones covered it in the Obama deception. I covered it in Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, also produced by InfoWars. But the Bilderberg 2008 meeting, it is clear members of Bilderberg met with both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama behind the scenes, not in official capacities. In fact, so much so that Barack Obama, shortly after locking in the Democratic nomination, the power structure kind of had to decide who was going to be vice president, where they're going to put Hillary, because, you know, still very politically relevant and significant at that time, as even today, as a part of that party, she is. And Robert Gibbs, his press secretary, is on the jet with all the press who's been following around the Barack star, the new second coming of Jesus Christmas himself, right? And they realize they've been duped. They got duped. Wait, where's Barack? Well, Robert Gibbs, he's like, he wanted to have some private meetings, you know, meetings outside of your purview. meetings outside of the public. Can't do that with you guys around. So we tricked you. Didn't say we tricked you. So they're, you know, they're like, you know, our job is to follow the guy around. You know, he essentially just kidnapped us for no reason. And, but, oopsie. Oopsie doopsie doo. And then later on, the losers over at CNN, they got word. Oh, it must be a powwow with Hillary Clinton and Barack at her house. No, no one's there. They go there. No one's there. No. Bilderberg meetings. That's what that was. Okay. 100%. Now, let's just wrap up the list and then we'll get into the participants. Future of warfare and the West. Now, I often and have on this, network, talked about the future strategic warfare NASA document. You want future of warfare? Read that document because it was an outline of everything up until this point because the future strategic warfare document is up till 2025. It's released in 2001, the summer of 2001 prior to 9/11. Significant for some of the things that it says in there, by the way. But this is their outlook. This is how they plan. And when I say they, I mean the Predator class. So let's take a look down the line of the membership here. Okay. Now, Stacey Abrams, who they just could not get into office. They try. That's how you know there is no quote unquote group that rules the world or individual that rules the world. Again, I'm talking about, being at my niece's volleyball tournament this weekend and I'm at the table. And kind of talking, you know, about what's going on. The Cubs are on and, one of the dads, you know, it doesn't take long for me, you know, just a few sentences, to get into it, especially when it's like on a one-on-one basis. And me and him had talked one-on-one for a little while. And I explained to him that in DC this weekend, the most powerful people within this power structure, the westernized one, are meeting in secret in DC. He's like, you know, that's funny. He's like, you know, I don't think that there's a bunch of people in secret ruling the world, but at the same time, I think there's a bunch of people in secret ruling the world. And that sums it up, right? That paradox, they're at least trying. They're certainly not the people that are present on the media 99.9% of the time. They're doing their best. Stacey Abrams, like I said, pretty wild, continues to go there. Ann Applebaum, staff writer over at the Atlantic. I'm a simple staff writer. I'm a simple journalist. I don't know how you could have journalistic integrity going year after year after year to a meeting like this one. I don't think it exists. Okay? So let's keep it going down. There's Adam Barstolowicz, president of the WB Group. Kind of a big deal. You know, you keep going down through. Let's see. I talked about the IEA. The International Energy Agency, I called it an association because I get things wrong. But they're there, of course, for command and control on the type of power that you will be rationed and allotted. Yeah, Albert Bourla, been going a lot since the COVID-1984 nightmare. Good old CEO of Pfizer. Good people. Good people. you got the USA Secretary of the Interior. Kind of, you know, again, no biggie. These people aren't powerful at all. Got Camilla Cavendish, member of the House of Lords. And by the way, the King and Queen of the Netherlands. And they've been, you know, Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. They're staples. And they're coming as a couple this year. Not those two. The current King and Queen of the Netherlands. I love that we have European royalty, right? By the way, that's a great idea. I'm sure Gavin McGinnis loves European royalty as well. You know, being, you know, Canada, a province of the royals. I just makes me want to throw up in my mouth every time I think of a person or persons wearing a cape and crown unironically. I think I'm just like, but again, what do I know? You got the CEO of Stripe. You talked about digital finance and payment centers, there at the meeting. Let's continue on down the line. Stanford University actually makes, makes a appearance a couple of times. You got the Secretary of the Army of the United States there. Yeah, again, people who are big deals all around. Financial Times is there. Didn't mention them. Bloomberg, of course. Spotify, that's another big narrative management company, especially. That's the new media narrative management. Who do we allow to go viral? Who do we give big contracts to and pump their podcast everywhere? That's what that is. Just delay. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can get some. There's still some organic stuff out there, but boy, do they try to push that organic stuff by the wayside. Prisa Media is there again. This reaches well beyond the United States. Going down the line, you got CEO of Stark, AIB Group. You got the CEO of Royal Philips. You got the Prime Minister of the Netherlands there, the Minister of Defense of Sweden there. You got the co-board of directors of the United Nations there, another mouthpiece for public globalism and a mechanism for your global enslavement when something of an emergency through the World Health Organization comes about. Nobody covering this? A couple energy companies. Yeah, there's Alex Karp. Don't worry. Peter Thiel's there as well. The good people at Palantir. And, you know, that was a clip I should have gotten. And in some instances, in the clip I'm talking about, it's not just like Alex Karp jumping around, just like on God knows what as he's talking his crazy stuff. I actually kind of like the stark honesty that they're just, they kill people. Global gangsters. This is the true face of organized crime. Only the vast majority, if not every single member of them, will never be criminally prosecuted for any of their crimes at all. You know, Larry Summers used to go there. Good, another associate of Epstein. Think of the clause of Epstein, the Trilateral Commission, which was built out of Bilderberg. David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski. They wanted the Asian influence also to be invited there. They said, no mas. The Europeans were like, we're not going to have, okay, we'll start another thing. And that has a little bit more of a public face. But this is the power structure. We're going to continue on with Bilderberg, wrap it up in the next hour. Go check out the alexjonesstore.com right now. Get the hats, get the apparel, get the t-shirts, get the supplements, and get active in the information war, more war room after this.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial. That means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
I'm back because I forgot one point I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. You've taken the info or this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over body thing, thealexjonesstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
are talking Bilderberg 2026, the true power structure. And now we're going to get into some of the other players, other institutions, right? Because you also have these think tank groups. For instance, the Hudson Institute is always represented there. And again, I think even on this broadcast a couple of times, I've played Herman Kahn at the Hudson Institute all those years ago, just kind of openly discussing, hey, the public gets a little too out of control. We'll just spray them with something in the air, or maybe we'll just put something in the water. Maybe we'll just forcibly drug them. I really like that kind of stark honesty, just like I like it when Karp exposes himself as a global gangster. Again, unprosecutable. We just can't get any high-level criminal accountability. And honestly, that's why our constitutional republic continues to fail, because it's not a constitutional republic, because we don't have the checks and balances that were embedded into our Constitution. A brilliant document, the most perfectly imperfect document you could have. And what do I mean by that? Well, obviously women should vote. Obviously blacks are not three-fifths a person, right? Obvious. It should be obvious to anybody with sense in their head, okay? And yet, we had to make amendments to the Constitution to get those on because of the time period where we were in. Now, some of the imperfections that remain today is that we have let the executive within an executive run wild and have no accountability. And that's when things are born classified. That's post-World War II, when they really severely limited the powers of the president of the United States. And when the president tried to exercise those powers later on, like beyond Dwight Eisenhower, stating that the military-industrial complex and the scientific elite could be taking over the country, possibly the world, and this was actually even a spiritual battle, and they maybe try to do something about it, even coming from a gangster family like the Kennedys, they'll blow your head off. They'll blow your brother's head off from the behind. That's what they'll do, right? Challenge it again. Maybe you'll get nicked in the ear. Obviously trying to blow your head off. Maybe that's when he really decided that, you know, as much as he wanted to do, when he should have gone the other way, you know, he was going to fall in line, which is a damn shame. A damn shame. And I know there's the black pillars out there that say, you know, Trump was always bad. I'm not in that crowd either. I'm not saying he was always the greatest guy. In fact, one of my criticisms, the three big ones, was, you know, one, he's an actor, you know, always on television. Forget about the stupid reality shows. He was even an actor when he was selling you on, you know, Oprah Winfrey and his businesses and, you know, Trump Academy. And he had, I'm pretty sure not only just a book, he had a board game, like the Trump game, like he Home Alone, you name actor. You know, and I'm a bit of a misogynist, liked cheating on his wives. You know, there's a certain amount of deception that comes with that. I know a lot of people don't like hearing that. And I think there's a lot of hypocrisy there as well. But I'd hope that if I ever tied the knot, I could sustain any type of temptation to do so. It seemed like kind of a serial cheat. Oh, then there's the gangster stuff that I was just mentioning. You know, you don't build casinos in Atlantic City, and you don't have companies that are doing high-level construction in New York without the gangs, the actual, like, Italian gangsters and mafia that you're allowed to hear about. And some of them do get prosecuted. And, yeah, do they brutally kill people? Yes. But you hear about that. And it's usually, like, one or two people at a time. They usually leave alone the women and the kids. Does Alex Karp leave the women and kids alone when they drone bomb a school? Does that happen? Yeah, I want you to really think long and hard about that. And yet, no one there is going to jail. So, we'll get back to this list when we come back. This is The War Room. I am Jason Burmes, subbing in. Once again, I can't tell you how important it is to support the InfoWar. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and make a purchase. If you can't do that, spread the info. All my documentaries are free. Go to my documentary playlist over at my YouTube. Share those. Share Alex's documentaries. We'll be back after that.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them. I developed them. High quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
You're watching The War Room with Jason Furmus. Watch it live right now at fan.video.
And we are back in The War Room. I am your host today, Jason Furmus, and Harrison Smith. Let's keep going down the line because we're going to start getting into artificial intelligence. And by the way, Palantir, yes, part of AI. It's now beyond track trace database. It's moving into transhumanism. But in that window of both, and don't get me wrong, they will utilize this with transhumanism. It is utilizing artificial intelligence for what they call predictive crime, pre-crime. You know, the stuff you see in Minority Report. And a lot of that has already kind of been established behind the scenes, okay? But they've been testing the waters in westernized countries with these free speech laws and these social media arrests, okay? And don't think that's not going to bleed into the United States. You're already seeing it. And that's why, as we go down the line here, we have to mention Michael Kratios, the director of White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, because so much of this AI-driven narrative management and where we're going isn't just Larry Ellison and Oracle. It is policy that is being set, okay? Needs to be stated. Going down the line here, you got the chief of staff and the secretary general. International, again, we were talking about the UN. We are talking about the World Health Organization. We're talking about the World Economic Forum. All these folks end up with a seat at the table, right? IEE, School of Politics, Economics, and Global Affairs. CNN at the table this year, talking about narrative management. A lot of media at the table inside. Or the people that own the media, sometimes directly, the media, right? Chief of the secret, intelligence service, as we, mentioned, we had the video of them leaving of Great Britain, John Micklewaite, editor in chief of Bloomberg. There's The Economist, CEO Thinking Machines Lab. Again, everybody in the AI arena that matters, they're also getting a seat here. There they are, both the king and the queen of the Netherlands. Whoa! Barf. Barf my face off. CEO and president of Democracy Forward. You always got to look out. And by the way, there's this new guy from the United States, Jason Smith. Where is he? Where's Jason Smith? There he is at the bottom. Member of Congress. I'll be honest. I don't know anything about Jason Smith, but I do know when you get on the list at Bilderberg, there is a reason. Like Kristen Sinema, she got to go 1 year. She ended up getting out of politics. Maybe she lost her taste for it, but they were trying to promote her as like the next independent. Okay. Eric Schmidt, executive chair and CEO of Relativity Space Inc. is what he's involved in. If you don't know who Eric Schmidt is, he's the guy that they installed on the Google/Alphabet train because Alphabet is actually above Google. Just like Google's above like YouTube, even though they're the same thing. Of narrative management. I mean, talk about technopolies. Google, all right, number one search engine in the world. Chrome, number one web browser in the world. Chromebooks/Android, number one operating system in the world. YouTube, number one video platform in the world. YouTube, number two search engine in the world. Hey, there's not a whisper of a whisper of an antitrust against them. And by the way, it's not just like I talked to you about. It's military-industrial complex all the way outside of the narrative management. It's quantum computing. It's artificial intelligence. It is an extension of the National Security Agency. And there's not, it doesn't seem like we can do a damn thing about it. But we won't be breaking it up. I can guarantee you that 1,000%. Deutsche Bank is there. We mentioned Goldman Sachs earlier. We got another member of Congress, Terry Sewell in there. Always keep an eye on those politicians. By the way, Smith, I believe he's a congressman out of Missouri and a Republican. Okay. So this idea, it's just the Democrats. You listen, Democrats are bad, but anybody they're pushing mainline at this point, forget about it. Coinbase, of course, is there. You know, we mentioned CNN. We'll get to Fareed Zakaria at the very bottom. But Zakaria has been going like every year for more than a decade, maybe even closer to two decades at this point. He's a big part of it and has been for some time. The vice chair and president of Microsoft is there as well. You know, again, I mentioned Peter Thiel. We just did Zakaria. There's your chief AI officer of Meta there. The big boys are all there. And there wasn't one story on one mainstream media outlet. Not one. I mean, Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC. Didn't see my piece in The Guardian this year. Daily. Why is that? Why am I in the voice in the wilderness on this one? A lot of those names and certainly those companies, people know what they are, right? But bringing it around to Gavin Newsom. I apologize, Mr. McInnes. I should not have. You're not Gavin Newsom, okay? But Gavin said something about thank goodness for Elon Musk. Listen, guys, they're as much a part of narrative and management as ever, and it's ironic because the Musker nuts just said this, and we're going to play this video. And by the way, I actually agree with him on what he's saying, but yet what's really being done on X is anything but what is said right here. So here's the Musker do.
There must also be freedom of speech such that the people know what the truth is. Otherwise, they cannot make an informed decision. So if you do not have freedom of speech, you cannot be a democracy because the public cannot make an informed decision about their vote if there is not freedom of information.
And I agree. And hopefully we're going to get to that video as well. But let's look at it in practice, you know, in reality. First of all, I put Linda Yaccarino, World Economic Forum, in charge. She came out and said it's not about freedom of speech. It's about freedom of reach. Well, freedom of speech, but freedom of reach. No. They're one and the same. You see right there in the notifications? The only reason I have that many notifications on X right now is because of you guys. Organic. Infowars.com. Not Google or YouTube or Meta or any of that garbage. It's because of you. It's because of grassroots. It's because of organic engagement. And Gareth Eich posted this. Son of David. I really like Gareth. Interviewed him several times. And you have Arya Yadager, account suspended for violating the rules. Who is this person? First of all, again, Mormon narrative management from Google. You type it in, all you get are the social medias, or that she's a regime mouthpiece for Iran. Okay, suppressed news, all of it. Oh, yeah, you get nothing but like X posts. That's it. Well, Apple, like I told you, just erased a bunch of towns. Apparently, they don't exist. They're down the memory hole, said in the first hour, in Lebanon. So they can do that, but I'm not allowed to get another opinion about what's going on in Iran. And I'm not saying she's telling the truth. I'm not saying she's getting everything right. But freedom of speech means what? I get to hear it. It comes up. You don't ban that person. Bandsauce. Now, I got rid of the old blue check mark yesterday. Wasn't a hard decision. You know why? Because I looked at my real analytics. And my real analytics said, I don't even get my posts, my original posts. The only reason I kept, why I bought, and I've had the blue check mark since the inception of you being able to purchase it, like 2 or 3 years ago. And I was like, man, my numbers are garbage. I'm not trying to make money on X. I'm not clickbait Thomas. You're never going to see me use an emoji ever because I'm a grown up, right? You're never going to see breaking news in big letters with like sirens on them. I'm an adult. I'm not there for click farm engagement. Never have been. I'm actually truly about freedom of speech, and I hope that I can have an engaging conversation with my audience so that my ideas get out there. I'm not an influencer. Okay? I do hope that my arguments and my evidence are sound enough that perhaps they can influence some people to look into them, may them bring them over to the side of what I believe to be truth. And that I've presented, I do like that. But I don't need to TikTok or Snapchat or any of that garbage, okay? Get rid of all of it. It's just, it's abysmal. So, as you can see, it says right now on there, premiums 50% off. It's 50% off. Guys, I've had this tweet right here. This is one of my bigger ones. If you can see, it's from June of 2024. Probably had it pinned almost a year and a half plus. I have almost 50,000 followers. Let's see what the actual number is. Probably more. Guys, can you get me to actual 50,000? Let's hit it right now. Let's see if we're there yet. See if we got 70 from you. Nope. Almost. We're about 12 away now. 12 away. Or no, is that a four? Sorry. No, we're not 12 away. We're still about 50 away. Come on in. Come on over. I have 50,000 followers. I barely have, this is the most impressions on how many tweets, 56,000. That's nothing. I literally paying for it, right? Take a look. This is 3 hours ago. That's 1/20th of my audience. And then they want you to pay to quote unquote boost posts. It's a big scam. They want you to think that you can be an influencer. They're selling you on narrative management. And by the way, if you do want to keep your blue check mark for some reason, like the only reason I was keeping it was so I could post longer form videos, right? Which I can no longer do, which I wonder now, do they take this video down? That's 41 minutes. Hopefully not, because I've paid for it. I would assume they're not going to take that down. But let's go to the last video that I actually posted so you can really see. And we're scrolling because most of my feed is, you know, the news that's going on. And showing people, you know, things like that. Like this one got a little over 10% of my audience. That's a big tweet. A big tweet for maybe a little more than 10% of the audience. And it's certainly not a video tweet, right? There it is right there. My last video. Oh, look at that. That's one of my bigger videos that I put out there. I got 16,000 impressions. And that's only because of the Bilderberg and the Epstein files. Usually they get about like, I don't know, there it is, 1,000, my tweets. So 1 in 50. It's trash. But if you do go to cancel, they'll offer you 40% off automatically. And then if you actually cancel the next day, they'll offer you 50% off. So if you're more comfortable paying $40 a year instead of 80, there's a little hack attack on, this supposed free speech platform that to me is anything, but free speech. Period. Full stop. Just not real that it's a free speech thing. I wish, that it was. It's not. In fact, when we talk about narrative management, and I know it's ironic that I'm pulling these from tweets. Take a good look right here. The stats for cancers in the United States, for some strange reason, just have not been updated by the CDC since 2022. Why is that? A little weird. Do I dare to ask the question of why that's happening? I'm sure you can't associate it, especially on a platform like YouTube with the boop diddly oopins, right? I wanted to shift gears. Now we're going to get into the hodgepodge. We're going to go to that video in a moment of some hot, high-level Hollywood abuse of children. That's real. Shouldn't be mocked. But here's something. And by the way, this is being done. I would hope maybe, I don't think, know that the Trump administration can even step in here. But we talked about some of the transgender stuff, especially with children early on. When you read stories like this, you don't think they can be real. So Jonathan Richardson, who now uses the name Autumn Cordelione, all right, and I don't think is fully transitioned. In fact, they're saying that this is one of the reasons that they released this person. In 2002, got convicted of strangling an 11-month-old baby. This person, who's now this person outside of jail. First of all, 55 years isn't enough. 55 years, it's over. You're in there. You're never leaving. The fact that this person is not in prison, you don't think there's a mental health issue here? And murdered a baby? Murdered a baby. Got literal demon tattoos on their face. Out and about. No big deal. Pulling shorties. I feel horrible for these two girls that were probably just at a club and saw some weirdo with the tattoos and wanted to take a picture and like are laughing about it. I probably had no idea the person strangled a baby out of jail. Insane. Now, getting back to globalism and that insanity. This is, the International Energy Agency. You know, we talk about globalism, talk about command and control. And here is an 8-point plan, to really break humanity. That's what this is truly about. They're just trying to do that. It's not about improving life for anybody. Let's reduce the speed limits on highways by at least 10 kilometers. It sounds good. 10 kilometers an hour. That's nothing, by the way. Not even 10 miles an hour. For those not knowing the metric system comparisons. Okay. I like when I'm on a highway that's 80 miles an hour, especially four lanes. I don't see a problem with it. Make public transport cheaper. Incentivize micro mobility, walking and cycling. Okay. Whoa, let's hold up there. I don't mind public transport being cheaper as I, remember getting my first desk job. Back in 2004, not having a car and being able to take the bus to work every day. That's great. I don't know that I want to incentivize that at all, ever. I liked it a lot better when I had freedom of mobility in my car and I can go somewhere for lunch outside of asking a coworker to take me. Just saying. Car-free Sundays in large cities. Woo, woo, woo. No thank you. Oh, you just showed your hand. Car free. First of all, it will never actually be car free Sundays. It'll be car free Sundays for the majority of you. And then you'll be able to like buy a special pass. So like it'll be a stat and you'll be able to use your car. See, you'll own nothing and be happy, but someone's going to own a lot. No, there's never going to be a nobody own. The king and the queen of Netherlands were at Bilderberg. You think they're giving up their little crown and castle? No, they're not. Work from home up to 3 days a week where possible. They loved introducing that because the next phase is just getting rid of you altogether. You know, I was sitting there again, another father. And he was kind of hip to some of it. He actually told me, when I mentioned Alex, that he was one of those guys years ago that listened to Alex Jones for entertainment. He goes, I was saying all this crazy stuff. He's like, but a lot of it turned out to be true. That's, love him or hate him. That's the genius of Alex Jones, right? He is entertaining and he brought those people in. And he was talking about, we were talking about the hate and lie shots, the COVID-1984 nightmare. He wasn't aware of, say, the Musk connection. Maybe you're not aware of that, of Tesla, which isn't a car company, which is a military industrial complex company. Again, wanting to the electric car part of that slave grid. The Optimus robot, part of that transhuman slave grid. the hate and lies shot that the Muskernuts just put a new post about, talking about getting feeling like he was almost going to die from the second boop shot, if he ever took. I don't know. It's not like I believe billionaires. Like, I maybe the next InfoWars shirt is believe in billionaires, and on the back it says psych. I don't believe in billionaires. But anyway, his company, Tesla, partnered with CureVac, and they built the micro printing factories, the bio nano printers, the factories that printed up the hate and lies. So you can watch the old Musker do in it, full masked up in front of the machine, telling you how it's going to be the best thing since breakfast. Okay? That's what that company is. So no thank you. Alternate private car use in large cities. Why don't you F off? Forget about FAFA. Why don't you just go straight to hell? You want to take away my car? Because that's what you're doing when you're saying we're gonna alternate private car use. That means it's not private. And then when you're saying either I'm alternating giving it to somebody or I'm able to use it, don't tread on me, man. Don't tell me where I can and can't go. And when I can and can't go there. Urge car sharing and practice that decreases fuel use. Well, that's because a lot of this energy and fuel, it's not because they think it's going to help the environment. We're going to save the world. No, they're going to the machines. They're going to the AI data centers. They're going into the control grid that they're training to take your job and to take your life. And you know, going back to that conversation that I had with that gentleman, he goes, you know, I just don't get it about this AI. And he's like, you got to have people doing stuff or the resources for them. I mean, what do they plan on doing? I go, well, you don't have to do that if you don't have any people around or a lot of them are gone. And you should have seen the look on his face. He's like, man, I never even thought of that. And you know, I started explaining transhumanism to him and how essentially, you know, I didn't get this far, but when you look at the two main grafts of transhumanism, there's the and for you and I, that you're going to be convinced that you can upload your consciousness into some kind of metaverse pleasure dome experience where you can literally be like Superman if you want. You can experience everything as everything all at once, right? You know, the whole nine. You can't upload your consciousness, folks. That's you're going to euthanize yourself, and they're going to laugh their ass off while they do it and have some bullshiz, you know, paleo comparison of a clone digitized up there after they've basically track traced and databased you to oblivion, created a profile for you. Some cheap profile is going to become that. And then they want to biologically live forever and have whatever they create as the next, you know, organism serve them. They don't want us. They don't want anything that can replace them, that can challenge their value system. They literally want to become gods. It's been kind of an eternal passion for the elite, right? The tree of life, the fountain of youth, the idea of immortality, the Epstein class that wanted to start cloning things, right, Jeffrey? They want to find a way to live forever here. And all of us don't matter in that regard. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to hit that video of the high-level Hollywood child abuse.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. So they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document the potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Segment of the War Room. I'm your guest host, Jason Burmis. We're going to finish up with this International Energy Agency suggestion list. No, this is the plan, okay? Only it's way worse than they're presenting it. And then we're going to play Brandon Hall talking about his abuse as an 8-year-old child on the set of The Little Rascals, okay? So, going down the line here, you know, we talked about alternating private car use in large cities, crazy town, car sharing. Okay, great. Listen, I'm all for you catching a ride with somebody if you can, but it's not necessary. And you know, there's a lot of those, whether they realize they're eugenicists or not, comedians like Bill Maher will say this, whatever gets traffic moving, I'm for whatever gets traffic moving. And they're usually referring to people killing themselves. You know what gets traffic moving? Efficiently made cities and roadways. One of the geniuses of Dwight D. Eisenhower. Bring us into the national highway system. Right? And I would love to see, and I don't know if we're ever going to get a leader like this, I don't know, but somebody come in and actually want to revamp that structure for the betterment, not the command and control that they want with that, but for the betterment of us. I mean, the road, first of all, the idea to me, and maybe I'm kooky, that it's 2026, and we're still using concrete and not some other type of material that's better. Like there's nothing else out there in the past 75 years that we could use that maybe doesn't degrade as much, doesn't cause as many potholes. I'm not that smart. I would think that maybe we would have that by now. And I'd love, you know, I listened to this clip of Newsom admitting to the failure of the high-speed railway system. I've never understood, other than, again, command and control reasons and not wanting to empower humanity, why we couldn't have that system in the United States. What a game changer it would be if you could get from, say, New York to D.C. in like 20 or 30 minutes and not have to take a plane, right? Like that would, I mean, forget about like the vacation and the travel, but the commutes to work and that ability. Then you could sell people on mass transit if it was actually beneficial. But again and again and again, we see that these things are simply not made to be beneficial to anybody but the present, the predator class. Hasten adoption of electric and more efficient vehicles. Now, they've been trying to push the electric car forever. There's nothing electric about it because at the end of the day, to create these batteries and create that electricity, you're still using the traditional means. Like, it's not all solar energy. In fact, it's like a fraction of a fraction would be anything like solar or wind or hydro. No. It's the traditional stuff. It's a bait and switch. It's a scamboozle. Okay. Avoid business travel when alternatives exist. In other words, you're on Zoom meetings forever unless you're rich. And you know what's always really convenient about a Zoom meeting? It's digital and it can obviously be hacked into and much more easily surveilled. Not that in your meetings, most people are not carrying their phones in or putting them in a Faraday cage bag for sure. But kind of helpful. Especially if you're trying to control large swaths of the populace. And then prefer high speed and night trains to planes where possible. And that's great. Again, I would agree with that, but they don't mean that. That's never come into practice. And we have to realize that. So now, without further ado, I'm going to play this clip on Brandon Hall. Probably not even going to jump in. It's about 3 minutes long. Of talking about the unspeakable abuse he endured as a child in Hollyweird and how none of the individuals that abused him, as far as he knows, were ever brought to justice and continued to abuse children.
I wanted to just tell the truth. And the truth actually took some time for me to work out. So I grew up in Texas, normal kid. What very few people, nobody at the time certainly knew was that my biological father, had been sexually abusing me for a long time, for a few years. He eventually went to prison for those same crimes against someone else's kid. And I just went on with my life. And then Steven Spielberg was casting for a movie called Little Rascals. Some of you might have seen it. And as you know, I got the job. I had never auditioned for a movie before. I had a big open call. I grew up watching the original Our Gang, and I had a pretty good alfalfa impersonation, and I cut my rat's tail off. It was the early 90s. And I went in and got the job. So shortly after that day, a week, 2 weeks, I don't really know exactly how long, two men, from that set began sexually abusing me. I thought a lot about that. I thought a lot about how these predators have some sort of sixth sense for, vulnerable kids, right? Or predators of other kinds, you know, having a sixth sense for just vulnerable people. I remember feeling very angry. I still remember really being consciously aware of the fact that, at least how I perceived it at the time, 8 years old, that somebody wasn't protecting me. That I was supposed to be protected. And that went on. The abuse went on from, you know, movie to movie, from project to project for quite a few years after that. And it's something that I've only spoken about with a handful. I've worked to reconstruct those memories. And I have a deep fear of the wrong person ever being accused. And I don't have a clear enough memory from any of the events from my childhood to definitively.
So let's take some takeaways from that. Number one, I have great respect for him not only talking about it, but then saying, hey, I don't want to name somebody that wasn't involved. Because when you often get into these traumatic experiences, you know, he also talked about the abuse by his father. And who knows whether it was a sixth sense of these predators or maybe his father arranging it. You know, Demi Moore, in her autobiography, talked about an incident where she believed that her mother set up an individual to come over when she was 15 years old and abuse her. Okay? I mean, we often forget outside of Hollywood, there are some sick puppies. And there are just people, unfortunately, I mean, you just showed you a lunatic that strangled a baby. You know, there are sick people out there that need to be dealt with. But you notice how he continued to be abused on other sets and that nothing was done. And obviously, if that were the case, it probably wasn't these same, you know, two individuals at the start, that by the end, it was only these two individuals. I think then he would probably have more of a clearer idea of exactly who they were. But in these cases of real trauma, yeah, you block it out. And quite frankly, just the way that he was speaking, I'm impressed with the way he's been able to maintain some kind of normalcy after that. It's something so horrific that I don't even like to think that it exists. And knowing that it exists, and it exists on a level where there is a certain level of person that you just can't apparently do anything about, right? And that's, again, going back to McGinnis and his horrible takes with McGregor. You know, Conor McGregor, hey, McGinnis is pushing him as a populist political figure. He's talked about being the prime minister of Ireland. This is a guy that was accused of breaking a model's arm in Ibiza. She's so scared for her life. She jumped off the boat, had to be rescued by Red Cross, and then dropped the charges after her car got firebombed. Forget about the 2018 incident, which he actually got convicted in a civil court for. And people acted like the woman was in it for the money. She tried so hard to get a criminal trial. She tried so over for years and years tried to get a criminal trial. And then they gave her that whitewash, which is disgusting. And, oh, she did it for the money, Jason. Yeah, I'm sure that's why right before the trial, home invaders came into her apartment and stabbed her boyfriend in the belly. I'm sure that's the case when she was offered $1 million. I think within a year of the incident, turned it down. Didn't get a fraction of that. I think she got like 200K, something like that, a little bit more. And I know it was under 300K. Crazy town. You don't promote a guy like that. In fact, Donnie T, if I'm talking to you personally, don't have him at the White House next St. Patrick's Day. It's a bad look. Don't have him at an inauguration. It's a bad look. The truth is the truth, folks. Okay, stop compromising yourselves with narrative management and control. That's the last person that you want with any type of power. A person who's totally, we talked about gangsterism, totally and completely connected to the Kinahana Mafia family over in Ireland. Look who his sister's with. Look where he and Dee come up from. Again, baseline investigations. But you'll never see that go viral on X, will you, Musk? You know, going back to some posts over on X. Mike Lee, I'll be careful here on how I read this. Because, again, I plan on posting this on YouTube, and I totally get there's still narrative management there. In fact, I'm right now, I think for the next couple weeks, I didn't get a strike for it, but I got a warning because I dared to have Rick Hill come on, and he talked about his personal experience with cancer and vitamin B17. Okay? And I don't know if I have the book right here. I think actually it's right over there. But look up Rick Hill. He's a really interesting character. And really great guy, took that right off. Okay, so I'm going to be careful on what I read here. Countless Americans were forced to get the COVID-1984 hate and lies, boop diddly oopins. Add a little bit there. In many cases, under threat of getting fired. Not only getting fired, man, some people were just like so willing to do it from like not being able to travel, right? And, you know, it's funny. I saw David Cross, who's one of my favorite comedians. A lot of people wouldn't think that The Pride is Back is one of my favorites of all time. Just watched his recent comedy special. And look, I can disagree politically with people and still enjoy it. And I did enjoy that one, thoroughly. But at one point, it just kind of, when I hear it, you know, he talked about the shot and not, I didn't take the shot and I didn't bow down to the man. Not about bowing down to the man, as I'm about to show you. The military is allowed to lie to you. And I don't believe the military or any entity that is allowed to lie to you. Period. Full stop. The Defense Department lies to you. So I don't just line up to take things from the Defense Department. And so Mike Lee then asks, how many Americans died from it? Why are we asking Americans, bro? This was global. And I get it. You know, you're an American senator and one of the better ones, by the way, Mike. Okay. But I mean, I want to just X this out. Sorry. I got distracted by the Johnny Nonsense propaganda of X trying to get me to give them money. We're done giving you money, X. We're done. And by the way, I've seen no deboost in my engagement today that I don't have the blue check mark. Shadow bans are real. So I said, hey, or maybe Mr. Lee, a Defense Department-driven injectable bioweapon should not have been made, let alone deployed, after a Defense Department-driven bioweapon was released and ceded to the global populace. Just a thought. And that's when I will talk about globalism. Because, yeah, that was the whole globe had to take part in that nonsense. All right, that just shows you across the board. Our leaders, no matter where they are, don't really want to speak out to the truth. Because anybody to this day, and this was something I brought up with one of the dads, can go find out Moderna didn't have a product. Not a zippity zilch, nothing on the market prior to the nightmare. And that DARPA partnered with Moderna for the mRNA technology as a part of their military program, Adept and Protect, and they still have the actual press release on their official website from almost 16 years ago. And by the way, you can read here, it's a gene therapy. You can read about the grant as part of the Adept and Protect program. Okay? You see, I mean, let's just read the paragraph right here. This grant is part of DARPA program called Adept and Protect, autonomous diagnostic to enable prevention and therapeutic prophylactic options to environmental and contagious threats. Always need a terrible acronym, don't they? The goal is to develop a platform technology that can be deployed safely and rapidly to provide the U.S. population with near immediate protection against emerging infectious diseases and engineered biological weapons, even in cases when the pathogen or infectious agent is unknown. Boy, they love to spell it out to you right there. Engineered biologic, just in case. But we're never behind that. And then, on their own website, you can see who the strategic collaborators are. AstraZeneca. Oh, did AstraZeneca get the contracts too? Oh, Merck, look at that. Vertex, BARDA, which is the medical, DARPA. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as the Institute Pasteur and the Karolinska Institute. They're the out and out players still sitting there right on Moderna's own website. Crazy town that no one's addressing this. But again, here we are. So now I want to wrap up with Artemis. Okay. I think that, that's a good place to end in these last 7 minutes. I'm actually right now trying to, set up a broadcast with somebody that claims they can prove that Artemis just did what they're telling us is like a 660,000 mile trip via rocket technology. And who knows? Maybe they did, but color me skeptical. And this is where, you know, I'll just get a key. Like, I know there's a lot of talk of low IQ. Okay. And by the way, great bit with JP Sears, Alex. Loved it. Interviewed JP a couple years ago. Another interesting, funny guy. I'm glad he's having some success out there and still be able to maintain it because he's been shadow banned. I used to see his stuff all the time in my feeds and I still try to watch his stuff nowhere in my feeds anymore. And that's across the board. That's the X feed. That's the YouTube feed. That's the Facebook feed. They're all of it. Okay. All of it's narrative management. So they'll all come in and be like, oh, you're a flat earther. And like, you know, it's the bot talking points and you're a moron. And for instance, one of them starts talking about big rockets. And then I point out, you know, the Saturn V and how it hasn't changed that much. I think it's like not even a tenth of a percent more powerful. In other words, less fuel capacity for what it does. The modern ones. So almost no change in the technology as ever. And they're like, oh, you're an idiot. You think it takes you all the way there. No, I know the corkscrew. I know it's supposed to travel around in low Earth orbit and then eject out with like this power injection. Guys, they're in a capsule after this. They're on giant rockets and in a capsule. The thing is like 330 square feet. Okay. That's what they are in for literally like 600,000 miles of the travel up and around. Yeah. I'm skeptical. You know, I hear the people that tell me they can track it with a ham radio. And then I have other people saying, well, they're actually tracking it from a larger ham radio that's not commercially available. Obviously there's no continuous satellite or, camera system known or telescope to a camera system that can just tape it's 300 square feet, guys. It's very small. Just think about the fact you got four people in this for 10 days. Now, I'm not saying that can't be done because I think it can be pretty uncomfortable though. And I absolutely think they were in space 100%. But when the International Space Station itself isn't even 300 miles in the air, in space, in orbit, if you will. And I think the Russians like went a little bit past that back in the day. I don't think they've ever even been 300 miles in space. And no other nation state has replicated it. Yeah, I'm skeptical. When your last Artemis mission, you sent Snoopy around the moon. I'm skeptical. I watched a lot of the broadcasts. I watched the cringeworthy conversation that they had with Donnie T. And by the way, I am intrigued by this type of technology. I just don't think they're telling us the truth. Who knows? Maybe my mind will be changed in this upcoming debate. But I'm certainly not holding my breath in that regard. I was told there was never going to back to Biden economics. It looks like an awful lot like we did and then some. I like Brandon Weikert. And by the way, I put that afterwards because he's a big advocate of U.S. space travel, totally believes in the Apollo missions, the whole nine. I think he actually has a lot of excellent takes, and that is one of them. And then finally, Let's see. You know, I'll put this out there. Alex Jones, Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, and Megyn Kelly need to do a panel in response to Trump's post. And I actually do believe this. Because love them or hate them, and I've had my disagreements and still do with everybody. And that's okay. And then that's one of the things I love about Alex is that he allows those disagreements. You know, it's a real thing. Trump's probably had those disagreements. He came out against them so hard is because they're all anti-war with large audiences, and they are pointing out inconvenient truths to a lot of his base. And whether or not he's going to admit that it's his base, look, without guys like me that were still just totally on the fence and still calling him out for certain things, you don't get elected in the fashion, especially with the election rigging and the machines and the mail-in ballots that we've done nothing about. Big problems. Get ready for midterm disaster. Just putting it out there. And by the way, I do think this as well, and this is actually, I'm warning you here, Donnie T, you're expendable to these people. If you didn't realize that during the campaign trail, during this last round, during those two assassination attempts, I don't know what to tell you. And I guarantee you, if something happens to you in that world, they are going to blame it on Iran and escalate. And how many people out there that have joined the everything Donnie T cult, because there's still some of them there, that are going to be rabid about it and want to escalate the war because of it. And you'll be sacrificed for it. I'm just saying, that's, if you don't think that's on the table to these people, especially if you're just a little bit too difficult now that you've got along with it, not great, bro. Not great. You should have been full bore against it like you were on the campaign trail. Folks, that's pretty much going to wrap this one up. Please go check me out over on YouTube. I believe it's still the Info Warrior. Jason Bermas, B-E-R-M-A-S. Go watch all the documentary films for free. Many produced right here at Infowars.com. Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies on 9/11. Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and Shade, the Motion Picture for that global scale. A lot of the stuff that we talked about here and beyond. And remember, it is not about left or right. It's always about right and wrong. So go do the right thing and actually support a free speech platform like InfoWars, like Band.video. Get to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and support the InfoWar.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt, IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification and the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
One question before we start. Are you feeling okay today?
I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm alive. Any day above ground's a good day, Tony. As they say in Scarface.
All right, second question right off the bat. How does it feel to just get chewed out by the president of the United States publicly?
Well, I mean, I'm happy to get into that first, but the news I've got, I just got this morning and last night from two different high-level sources in the White House. And we were lifting weights this morning, as you know, and we just decided to do the special podcast because it's Saturday.
Yeah,
I'm doing my own live at 1 p.m. today that I'm going to do because it's so important. I wasn't going to come in today. But you're going to break this information. And here's what I do. I just report the facts. I'm all about just reporting the facts, people making their own decisions. And I've broken hundreds in just the last year and a half since I got back in office of exclusive stuff. And it's because there's good people in the cabinet and in the White House that are really upset about what's happening to Trump and the Israel lobby really taking control of him, not just on foreign policy, but domestically. And so they give me the information. And so when I bring this out today, it's really horrible. But there's a silver lining that people need to be aware of it and understand what's happening. And I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but it's good to know, you know, if you wake up and the smoke alarm is going off and you smell smoke, at least you woke up and didn't burn up in the house. So,
well, let's get into it.
I don't want to come after Trump. I've gone through hell supporting him for 10 years. But at the same time, he's made so many bad mistakes and he's changed so much that responsibility to this. So a good place to start is though with what 3 days ago or so, he does a Truth Social post, his most viral ever, a long screed attacking myself, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, and Candace Owens. And saying we're low IQ with no audiences and failures and losers. Of course, we're the biggest shows there are other than Joe Rogan. I mean, if I had to say in the order, really looking at long-term metrics, it's Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and then consistently, even though I've been restricted and censored myself, I've been number one 2014, 15, 16, 17. I don't really care, but that's a fact. Well, the system came after me. And then you got Candace Owens and others there. But just to say that that is just a lie on its face. So Tucker Carlson is probably 10 times bigger than he was on Fox. His average show gets about 40 million viewers. Now, bigger than all of us, just technically, is Elon Musk. But he actually does shows, well, like the one with Trump, a billion listeners. Nothing's that big. But so Trump still thinks old – and the reason I bring this up is it goes in his mindset. He still thinks cable TV is important and says, ha-ha, you're not on cable TV. When Tucker got fired off Fox for telling the truth – on Big Pharma and wars and all of it, he had the best ratings they ever had on Fox, which 5 million.
It's the best thing that ever happened to him.
Yeah, but that's 5 million. And they restricted his online videos then to really control him. But it just shows the delusional nature that, ha-ha, you're not on cable news. The average CNN hour has about 80,000 viewers. The average MSNBC has about 500,000. It's a little bit bigger. The average Fox, about 1.5 million. Okay? Fox's biggest show right now is 4 million on average. So this shows Trump, who's 79, a total boomer, and he really believes that that is everything. He basically hires people out of Fox for his administration. Yep. Like Hegseth. He thinks that that's everything. And that's an example of his blind spot. And now Mark Levin's on 6 days a week. And he says, tune into Mark Levin, this Israel firster, and this neocon, George Bush acolyte, and you will get what I stand for. Well, he's up there, Mark Levin, promoting nuclear war and total destruction. And Trump puts out posts last week saying, give up now, total surrender to Iran, or you will face the total destruction of your civilization, never to return in one day. Only nuclear weapons do that.
Yeah.
And he just said, tune into Mark Levin. This is my message and my warning. And Mark Levin says we need to use nuclear weapons like on Japan. So just totally wild. So I came out and he's also Allah Akbar on Easter morning. F you, open the effing strait. But he just said the day before, I don't need the strait. Keep it closed. Where roughly 30% of the world's energy comes through each day and fertilizer. Which is already inflation 5 weeks into this just came in. It's exploding off the charts, which then kills his recovery plan. I've had the economist on. He had a great recovery plan, but now they're going to raise interest rates. The Federal Reserve saying all because he thought the war would last 4 days, all because Israel told him to do this. So
are you not entertained?
I want to
make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it.
This stuff works, man.
Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
I've gone on air in the last, 50 days or whatever, how long this has been going on. And I said specifically that Trump was given a report 5 days before by the Pentagon intelligence community. I broke this, that there was a 92% chance of failure, no regime change, they could close the strait. Now, that didn't break until a day after the war started, but I specifically broke that. It's on record. I also broke that a few weeks ago he was going to fire Tulsi Gabbard, head of national intelligence, because she warned him privately about the war and how that happened. That now broke the New York Post today. It was indeed Roger Stone. Talked to the president, guy, but stop it. Point is, another huge inside thing I broke. He talks to Stone basically every day. The reason I'm saying all of that is this new information I have is bombshell, and we need to have some kind of intervention, or Trump is going to totally not destroy himself, but the whole future of the country. His administration's panicking internally. That's why he's offering them all a blanket pardons right now, because of the stuff that's going on. But just going back to this attack, I come out and I say, listen, the Israel lobby and literal AIPAC and Mossad, and they're bragging about it, is running our foreign policy. Trump, when he got that intelligence report 5 weeks ago, made the decision not to strike. They were going to strike that Saturday. Israel then went and attacked Friday to drag us into it. That's on record. Even Marco Rubio said that. Then Trump came out and said, no, that's not true. But then it was declassified. It was true. And Israel bragged. Then he gets this 10-point plan with Iran, basically admitting that his plan didn't work and really a strategic defeat, but he could still pretend like it wasn't. And then instantly Israel bombs Lebanon and starts hitting Iran again and says, we're not going to do the peace deal, even though Trump had got them to agree. So they're keeping us in the war. And Netanyahu has said that. So that's an example of this country that I've never had a hard on for, that I don't hate, but I do dislike their current leadership. Every former Israeli intelligence chief from all their three intelligence agencies have gone on record in TV ads saying Netanyahu is insane and needs to be removed. He only has 50% approval rating, but he manipulates their parliament to stay in power. And Tucker just a week and a half ago did the BB files and interviewed all those people. So it's not Israel that I hate. He interviewed every former intelligence head of three agencies, like 15 of them or something, all the living ones. And said, this is insane, including right-wing ones. Because they said Iran's not going to fall. They're going to close the strait. People go, well, in a few years we can do a workaround. Well, we in a few years, to build other pipelines. So it's been war game like nothing else. I'm simply telling Trump all this. I have a huge audience. Everybody else is telling him this. And Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro, who in my view are Jonathan Pollard's 2.0s, Israeli operatives. We know they're Israeli operatives, but I think they're actual spies. That's my opinion. But they certainly work for Israel's interest. They came out and demonized me, Tucker Carlson, everybody else. And now they're saying we're foreign agents of Qatar and we should be arrested. I mean, that's in the news. I mean, just crazy stuff. And don't just censor us. We're foreign agents. Yeah. All because we care about the country and said, we're not fans of the mullah, but you're not going to be able to carry this out. According to the Pentagon. So I'm going with the Pentagon assessments. Why I told you 5 weeks ago when I started, we're working out. I said, no, it's going to be a failure. Yeah. They're going to close the strait. The regime won't fall.
Yeah, you called it.
And I said, and you said, well, I hope they do. And I said, I do too. But A, because they're bad guys overall in this dictatorship. But B, if we get into a big failure here, this is going to really kill our superpower status. Mm-hmm. Some empires die, very slowly, but this is what they do. Britain started World War I. They won it, but then it was a pyrrhic victory. They ended up their empire collapsing in the next 20 years. And their historians admit that's what did it. So there's just some background pieces before I give you the big news. And so Trump comes out when we said, this is insane. You can't say, I'm going to destroy a whole civilization. You'll never return. The definition of genocide is destroy a whole civilization, people, or group.
Yeah.
And it's terrorism, too. I thought we're liberating these people. So now I'm going to blow up your water plants, your desalinization. I'm going to blow up your power plants. I'm going to blow up all your bridges, which you started doing. that though, civilian infrastructure. Imagine if all our stuff got blown up. Just the sanctions on Iraq that the Clintons tripled in 2003 and through, or even before that, in the 90s, that killed at least 4 million Iraqis, half of them children. You know, you type in Madeleine Albright, 60 Minutes, says half million dead kids, good price to pay. That was just the start of it. Later it was 4 million total people, 2 million kids. So blowing all this up will cause the collapse of civilization and society when you have sanctions on them as well. Just imagine if we didn't have all our infrastructure now. Yeah. Almost none of us about a farm or operate or be independent. So it's insane. It makes us look horrible in the world, and we're losing this war. So they won't ever say what the objective is. The real objective was regime change. To be a loyal American, to try to save the recovery and admit this wasn't going to work, we need to admit this. So the Israel lobby starts saying, send in troops, nuke them. Jonathan Pollard says nuke them. The Knesset starts saying, we'll nuke them to keep U.S. in the war. This is really being discussed. This is really being done. So I was forced to come out. And listen, the left's like, oh, look, you admit Trump was always bad. You were wrong. No. In the 10 years, we got better Supreme Court justices, border controlled when he was here, banning men and women sports. The biggest thing was killing the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord that would cut half the world's carbon. Actuaries show it killed about 2 billion people over 10 years. Fabulous things Trump did. Great economic recovery plans starting to work. Job numbers, 170-something thousand new. They thought it'd be 30,000 new. But that came in a week ago because it's always month-old news. Now the numbers came in this week, and it's devastating inflation. So that's all baked into this. And BlackRock and the globalists want austerity. They want a collapse of the West to bring in the social credit score. Larry Fink is so happy right now. This is a disaster. So I had to come out to Trump and really get stern with him and say, if you keep saying you're going to totally destroy a country in one day, only nukes do that, then you need to be 25th Amendment, Article Section 4 in there.
Yep.
You need to have your cabinet say you're not fit, and then they can have a Senate vote, and you need to be removed, and J.D. Vance needs to be put in. That was to get his attention. When he saw the backlash 2 days later, he went, okay, no nukes, and we'll do a peace deal. But then again, Israel starts attacking Lebanon, blowing up all the Christian areas, and hitting Iran, hitting their oil facilities. And so they said, no, deal's off. So now we're in the stalemate. The strait is not open. They're letting through who they want, Chinese, Pakistani, North Korean oil, and others, Indian oil, that they're selling them. They're letting their oil they sell through. Everybody else is held up. They have us by the balls. And so Mark Levin, everybody says, ground troops. And Mark Levin goes, I don't know anything about the military. But, you know, and Lindsey Graham, we got 2,500 Marines and 10,000 Army, you know, airborne. Well, for anybody that knows, it took 110,000 Marines and sailors to take Iwo Jima. They only had 22,000 defending Japanese. We lost 24,000 troops.
Yeah.
It took 32 days in the famous American flag getting raised.
Yeah.
And even with all our modern weapons attack helicopters, the Pentagon estimated it would take about 100,000 troops, bare minimum, to take all those islands and Strait of Hormuz. And they estimated tens of thousands dead. So Mark Levin literally said, well, you signed up for this. You're professionals. Well, you didn't sign up to be sent on missions that are going to fail, as you know better than me as a Navy SEAL, combat veteran. And then Lindsey Graham said, I just believe in the Marines. Well, I mean, if you look at the Strait of Hormuz, dozens of islands, 2,000-foot cliffs, 5,000-foot mountains, armored weapons everywhere. Sure, when they pop up and shoot at us, we're going to blow them up.
Yeah.
But they've got 100-to-1 troops, so they don't care.
Yeah, and they ain't sending their kids over there. That's for sure. It's not their kids that are going to go die. It's our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck this.
So get into the new stuff, but finish up with your first question. Just some background for everybody to get this. Trump comes out and just viciously says, we're nobodies. Nobody's watching us. Well, then why are you saying this? I don't care about the junior high stuff, except it's the president. And he, you know, just talks about how great everything is and how wonderful everything is. And we're just failures. And we're mad because he doesn't talk to us. I don't even try to talk to Trump. I was invited to the White House 8 months ago. I didn't go. I was invited to Mar-a-Lago 6 months ago. Didn't go. To be given awards. And Trump comes out and gives Flynn an award. And I was invited to that. I was to be given an award. I didn't go. Just because I don't want to be in the middle of that political stuff because I could see where this was going. It all started 8 months ago when Elon Musk left and said, no, Trump's in the Epstein files. That leads to Melania in a moment, which he did 2 days ago. So that's the background. And yeah, one of the most viral things ever, constantly all over the news. But it did have the effect of making him come to his senses a little bit. And then the neocons all ran out and said, no, don't listen to them. Continue the war. So there's a tug of war with us being giving him the hard love. giving him the tough love, and then them over there telling him what everyone wants to hear, and the Israel lobby and the Adelsons that gave him hundreds of millions of dollars for the campaign, trying to drag him into something that's killing his recovery, that's making us a carb on the world, that's getting U.S. troops and others and civilians killed, and that we're losing. And so I did what I did, not to side with the Democrats, who could have blocked him in Congress. They didn't with the War Powers resolutions. They let it go through. They're hoping he fails, which he is. And so I'm not on their side. I'm not with them. People try to spin it. And you've got all these hopium people were talking about this morning. They're all hierarchical. And they just look at Trump and say, he's the boss. He can do no wrong. And just say, get behind whatever he says, and it's going to work out. And that's what he told Tucker 3 weeks ago. And Tucker's gone public about this to the New York Times. Tucker said, this is going to fail. With the war already started, he said, the numbers from the Pentagon, it's not going to work. And he said, listen, anything I do always works out. And he said, so trust me. And so Trump has a normalcy bias of success so much, even when it looks like things are going bad, because he had the populace behind him, he could say God on his side, whatever, that he really thought he was invincible.
Yeah.
And that's why I kept saying, we've won the war, the straits open, all this delusional stuff. And that's when I started saying, do you have dementia or something? And then behind the scenes, the vast majority of his cabinet, and I said this weeks before it came out, Susie Wiles, who I'm not even a big fan of, she's just a big lobbyist, but she sort of put down a week ago, we got to end this, we got to shut this down. She told the cabinet, you got to challenge him. You can't just agree to everything he says. Because used to, he listens to people. He starts screaming at people now that say no.
Yeah.
And so this is all stuff directly in there. So I'm told this stuff because these people can't put it out themselves. I was the one that broke on September 16th, 7 months ago, after Charlie got killed, 6 days after. The Cash Patel came in with Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Kent, the head of a counterterrorism center, and the National Counterterrorism Center, and the vice president was there, and others. And just to give people the credibility of what I'm about to tell you, this is all on record, I broke this. And he screams at him and says, we're not going to look at Charlie, any foreign action with Charlie Kirk, even though they found intel on that, the Office of National Intelligence and the counterterrorism national center, national center of counterterrorism. And he blew up at him and screamed at everything. And then months later, exactly what I said came out, that that was indeed the deal. Well, of course, I was told people that who wanted to get it out. So there's this battle going on inside. There's a tug of war to get Trump back to what made him successful, what was helping America, what we voted for, versus the neocons and the Israel lobby and Lindsey Graham, who were all never Trumpers and hated his guts and tried to put him in prison and supported all the attacks on Trump for years.
Right.
And then he lets them attack dog us, which we don't mind. It just shows that he's out of his mind or been demon possessed. I mean, I say that sarcastically. It's just he's really not done a 180, but he's done like a 100 degrees from where he was. He's over here now. Yeah. And if he keeps going that way, I mean, he'll be worse than Joe Biden soon. So that's why this is so serious. This isn't like Iraq or Afghanistan where it costs $20-something trillion over decades and we lose thousands and thousands of troops and buddies and people getting injured like yourself in combat over there. You were telling me some great stories you ever told on air. You can tell those sometime. It's really scary stories. This is the real world. But with Iran, it's much bigger, 90 million people. They're way more high tech. They got a country like built for war with mountains 360 around it. Mm-hmm. And they're dug in. And the CIA funded a 7-year war using Iraq and killed 2 million of them. And they didn't give up. So this is the reality. I love when Trump got this peace deal that all fell through. A bunch of his supporters that are just influencers that just parrot stuff went, oh, it's a total victory, more 3D chess. No, it wasn't. So the neocons panicked and said, no, Trump, use nukes or invade. You're giving up. This is a total victory for Iran. Yeah, it is. And you guys walked him into the trap and want us to get deeper into the trap. But for those saying this is a victory, it's not. Even the neocons in Israel say it's not. They sold Trump on a lie. We've lost. We can still face save and pull out of this quickly. But now we have the new information and why he's offering blanket pardons to everybody in the administration and the fact that there's full panic in there for a whole bunch of reasons. And then his wife, the first lady, comes out 2 days ago and totally contradicts him and says Epstein is real. He's an abuser. He's a pedophile. He abused these women. There's a cover-up. It needs to end. And there needs to be congressional hearings and all the victims need to be out there and everything needs to be released. When he's the one saying low IQ people, talking about me and Tucker Carlson, won't say this is real. It's a hoax. He had his FBI director, deputy director say, oh no, there's nothing there. He wasn't even a pedophile. He killed himself. The shooter and Butler acted alone. There were no accomplices, even though his girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell's in prison for human trafficking and this stuff. And it's just absolutely crazy. So now his wife is contradicting him at an unannounced speech, press announcement where she walks in all elegantly, speaks for 6 minutes, and then Trump said, no, I didn't know she was going to do that. She just totally contradicted him. So I said that day, it was live. We saw it. We went to it. I said, she's totally contradicting him. People have juxtaposed, you know.
She must be low IQ.
She must be, or a Qatari agent. And so I just said, this looks like Melinda Gates, who found out that Bill was hanging out with Epstein and doing all this stuff and lying about it. She broke with him. And I said, this looks like she's getting ready to leave him. So I made some calls to a bunch of sources. And I've known this for a while, but Trump's been a lesser two evils night and day. So I don't just dish dirt to get a bunch of headlines. This is, I wanted him to succeed. Yeah. Now, if something was corrupt, I had to report on it. And I would do that. Because it's justice be done by the heavens fall. But on this, okay, if he's got marital problems, and I know the inside baseball from all these sources, it's pointless just to go there. The left will just use that. I'm not going to do it. So this, I've known this for really 6-7 years. But she came out and contradicted him. I said, sounds to me like she's getting ready to leave him or making a clean break that she's not with the Epstein cover-up and the Epstein, you know, Howard Lutnick class. Sure enough, I started getting contacts, and I also reached out to people. And they said, these are people that... let's just, very close to the president, all of them. I'm not going to get into specifics. I don't want people to know who we're talking about, but it's multiple people. A lot of times, I can never give a source because they'll never come out and say it. But Roger Stone was the source, multi-hour conversation with Trump, keeping him from firing Tulsi Gabbard. And I broke that, finally broke yesterday, what's called confirmed in the news, but I broke that over a week ago. My point is, I'm not making this stuff up. So Melania despises Trump. They essentially are not together anymore. And I don't say this with pleasure, but I want to explain why this is coming out and why I'm going to have to go and say it. And she understands that it's a sinking ship. The cabinet's totally panicked. People are now challenging him openly. He hasn't run into that in a while because everybody was just worshiping, like those cabinet meetings are sycophantic.
Yeah.
Because he screams at people if they disagree with him. He admits that. He said, oh, sorry, my voice has gone. I'm screaming at people that I disagreed with. And so he got in the madness of King Lear. He didn't have dementia the last term. He didn't have dementia during the campaign. He is a workaholic. He only sleeps 2-3 hours. He does get burnout sometimes. We all do. Slurs his words, all that. But, you know, he wasn't showing signs of insanity. He is showing major flickers of that. And, or like a light bulb's about to go out, it kind of burns brighter and then dims. And he's kind of very, very erratic. And 5-6 times a day, changing the story. We won the war. It's over. Regime change happened. I'll blow them off the map. I don't need a straight order boost. You better open that effing straight. That is that is not art of the deal. That is things just disintegrating. Oh, I got a peace deal. Israel's not going to hit. Israel hits. This is Trump being made a fool of by the Israel lobby. And I'm not going to sit there and betray Trump, America, myself, my own future, and go along with this. But his own wife has 1 foot publicly out the door, already has both feet out of the door, and she, quote, despises him now. Yeah, she absolutely despises him. She is extremely angry at him. She stood with him during the Stormy Daniels and all of that crap and all the stuff he's pulled. And here's the key. And Tucker's got the intel, and I know he's accurate. And I've said this hundreds of times the last year. She was a supermodel. She wasn't part of Epstein's circle, but she was in New York. She did do those soft porn lesbian photo shoots, which I'm not judging her for. I think it's great art, poetry in motion. She did know Epstein a year before, but they all had that data and had emails she sent to Ghislaine that are pretty, you know, cozying up to her. Oh, so great in Palm Beach. I can't wait to go back. And Trump knows all that's there and didn't want that information coming out. So they've been using that because they got more. And I don't know where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know. But the point is that is one of the main things they're using. When he told Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, this embarrasses my friends. I want this shut down. So that was a big betrayal covering up the Epstein stuff. Yes, we put pressure on Trump. He released the 3 million. They say that's 2% of what Epstein had. It's confirmed he was Mossad, MI6, CIA. That's in all the emails. New ones they just found is him and Bill Gates talking about killing all the poor people, getting rid of the poor people. That came out 2 days ago. So this is more than just pedophilia and underage girls and blackmail. This is the globalist system. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. This is the Trilateral Commission. He was on the board of it. Epstein was. So They're using this on Trump and on his friends. He was using it kind of as a way of blackmail the establishment. Okay, I'll cover it up. I'll be your buddies. But Israel double-backed and still blackmailed him with it, even though there's never been any evidence of him. All the Jane Doe's and stuff turned out to be fake. But by extension, he joined the cover-up. So there's not a civil war in MAGA. He betrayed what Make America Great Again was about. He went with all of his never-Trumper enemies. He did do a major war he promised not to do. It's failed. His wife is literally contradicting him in an unannounced speech press conference or presser. She didn't take questions one way in his face. And I questioned this 2 days ago and said, it looks like she's got her foot out the door and she is contradicting him. And all his operatives ignore that and just say, oh, no, it's not true. She loves him. Everything's great. Okay. Well, she just contradicted him and said, Epstein's real. There's a cover up. Needs to stop. So that alone shows you where we are. So that's really the, I mean, you've been very quiet doing this. I'm jumping any time.
No, but
this is all inside baseball. Absolutely real. And, she's Eastern European. They're very loyal. She may be able to convince her not to publicly leave. But notice right after she did that press conference, he attacked us within an hour. Even the news noticed it, put out a bunch of other diversionary stuff because that really hit him.
So you think that was a diversion from what Melania's put out?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. He's already the speechwriter for Sean Hannity. We know he's a speechwriter for Trump. I believe Mark Levin wrote that email. I mean, that True Social. And so he had it on the shelf. They had a bunch of stuff on the shelf that when that hit as a diversion, that's how you kill a story with stories.
Yeah.
I mean, he launched like 10 diversions as soon as that happened. So yeah, it hit where hurt. And I'm saying the administration's in crisis. Now he comes out yesterday and says, I'm going to give everybody from cabinet members down to the chef all total immunity, blanket immunity. Now look, Biden did that never before. But there's also mass insider trading. You know, the Democrats are kings, but Trump's giving them room for their money. All the sons of cabinet members, Bessette doesn't have a son, but all the other ones literally are engaged in insider trading, war profiteering, all sorts of weird, Bitcoin stuff that the Democrats are going to come back on them. But now they're being given total blanket immunity. In the first Trump administration, we saw very little grift, very little scams. He was really true to what he was saying. He had a lot of neocons around, but this is far worse. So, the administration is crashing and burning. He had a 56 approval rating, his highest ever, 8 months ago. Now it's at 33. He is in free fall. I believe when new polls come out, it'll be even lower. Mark Mitchell's a pro-Trump, one of the top pollsters in the world at Rasmussen. He was the first to say, he's seeing a slide. Trump won like 80% of new independent voters. Now it's 80% against him. He's lost over a third of under the age 45 males. All his margins are going away. Well, he doesn't have to run again. Midterms, we're going to get slaughtered. Probably lose the Senate.
Fucking right.
And then the Democrats are going to go totally ape. That's why, with the numbers coming in their internal polling, he says, don't worry, when they get back in, they can't put you in prison because I'm going to give you all blanket immunity. So this is absolute panic mode. I already knew what was going on inside. I told you a month ago or longer. So I just have to report to you, lying to everybody and saying the house isn't on fire when it is, it's just going to get us destroyed. So we need to have a real come to Jesus moment when we put pressure on Trump. He starts making the right decisions. That's why the neocons in Israel are so mad and attacking us and calling for us to be put in prison. Claim we're foreign agents because I put pressure on his ass to get him back on track.
Yeah.
Because I have responsibility to do that. I have responsibility to tell people the truth. Not like, why does Jones do this? Who's paying him? I've been on air before there was social media. I tell you what I know, what I believe. I'm tomorrow's news today. What I told you, you can take to the bank. So I just gave you a bunch of examples of stuff I broke from inside. And this is directly for people in the meetings.
Are you not entertained?
CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is, scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN Zone website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theallthefuelstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theallthefuelstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theallthefuelstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theallthefuelstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, Alex, I think he did you a huge favor by putting your name in that post. And I told you during our workout yesterday, I mean, I'm glad he didn't single you out. He threw you in a group of three other of the best influencers on the planet. I don't care what he wants to call them, low IQ or whatever it is. Those are not low IQ people. Those people have millions and millions of followers that support them. They believe in them and they ask the right questions all the time. Are they always going to be correct? No. Nobody's 100% correct, but are they stupid? Are they low IQ? Do they not have followers? Are they just starving for clicks? Absolutely not. And everybody read through that.
And I know I'm not picking on you, and I totally agree with you, but I'm trying to get people to stop. Here's the deal. In rhetoric, with the first Greek philosophers about 2,400 years ago, they had different type. They had people that were used rhetoric, and then they had what they called influencers, and they had what they called philosophers. And then they had alchemists that was kind of proto-science. An influencer uses emotion and rhetoric and doesn't use truth. A philosopher uses truth. We call that, I guess, a journalist. Now we're pundit hats. I give my opinion. I give analysis.
I see.
But no. The system's given us the name.
Right.
You guys are citizens. You are minds. You are statesmen. And you are people engaged in the debate. You can go wear a journalist hat, do an investigation. You can give your opinion. You can, you know, do a play-by-play on boxing or something or whatever. I am an American patriot, a filmmaker, a talk show host, a journalist, an analyst. Also, I do some new comedy. And I'm a Renaissance man, and so is everybody else. What you're getting with the podcasting proliferation is the filter going away, and we're getting to see a diversity and a college of thoughts,
right,
and seeing what the true body politic and group subconscious and unconscious collective is, and it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And so the old system can't deal with the fact that the new media is decentralized and winning, mm-hmm, and already 100 times bigger than them, literally in the aggregate. Joe Rogan's like 40-something times bigger than CNN. It's a joke. So they give us the name influencers. That's why we started this with Trump, saying, oh, they're just on the internet. Well, yeah. What does that mean? So it's just cable.
Yeah.
You know, it's cable that's dead. It's dinosaurs holding onto their perches. You are the future, Sean Johnson, with these unfiltered discussions. But, sorry, go back to what you're saying.
No, okay. That's a much better way of explaining it. But no,
well, we're in the future that's already here.
The first time I saw this, and it takes you back. You see this post, and I mean, all of you guys are a huge reason why he got reelected. We all know that. You all supported him in some form or fashion. We were trying to break free from 4 years of Biden and the chaos that ensued with open borders and lockdowns and everything like that. But without you guys, he wouldn't have gotten reelected. So for him to turn his back and throw you under the bus like that, we were all pissed off for you. Do you know how many people messaged me like I'm throwing away my MAGA hat instantly? All right. But when I read that, it took me back for a moment, but I thought about it and I said, he actually did you guys a favor, right? He's the captain of the ship. The ship is sinking. You guys are his executive officers that helped him. And he just yelled at you and blamed everything on you. What he did, he exonerated you from the reason this ship is sinking now. And that's huge, dude.
I guess it was just yesterday. You were so excited. And I totally agree with you that I want to be clear that I'm not with this new Trump. I supported a lot of the good stuff we did before and helped Guinea Man was instrumental. They admit that the pollster said it was InfoWars. It was the biggest thing at the time, pushed him over the edge in the key battleground states. There's like New York Times articles about that. So the word you're looking for is betrayal. But this betrayal of us for just telling the truth is about his overall betrayal of what MAGA was. But I've said I've never been MAGA. I like Make America Great Again, but how about make it free, prosperous, and how about make humanity great again? I am 1776, the spirit of individuals, populism, and liberty, overthrowing tyranny and building a new system and what founded America. And I want that for the whole world, not through forced military and things, but through soft power. And so, yes, I've been persecuted so much for supporting Trump. And then when I criticize him but don't totally abandon what he's doing, people go, well, which is it? You're supposed to be for or against. No, he was a lesser of two evils. Now he wants to have a nuclear war and is listening to psychotics that are pushing him. I have to say, that's it, bro. And so they're mad that we put pressure on him. But instead of admitting he's wrong when he pulled back, he says he's pulling back because it was unpopular. No, it failed. And so, yes, he did me a favor. I even said that the first evening, 2 nights ago when that broke. I said, thank you. But I mean, I'm going to go join the Democrats either. I'm going to, for credibility on issues, be on the issues and oppose issues.
Yeah.
And when Republicans are doing good, I'll support an issue. When Democrats are doing good, which they never seem to do, I support it. But Trump's so out of control, he makes the corrupt Democrats look good now.
Mm-hmm.
When they didn't block him with the war powers, they could have joined some Republicans. They didn't have votes, so they joined the Republicans. They didn't do that. So they had a majority of Democrats and Republicans go for it. So I don't want to hear it from them. I've been opposing this in all these major wars consistently. And I predicted what would happen to you the first day it started and predicted to everybody on air, which it wasn't hard to do. We have the military analysis. That's why it was so crazy. He's mad at Tulsi Gabbard. She said, don't do it. Now, once the war went, she says, I won't publicly say what I told him to Congress. That's private. But she backed it once he did it. He wants to fire just because he told her what he she told him what he really thought. So, again, this is about integrity. It's about doing what's right. But, yeah, that letter sounds like a petulant seventh grader, wrote it to his girlfriend that broke up with him. And here's the deal. You already got off track. We're still going down the track we were on. Just because you jumped the tracks and went down another way, and then you're saying, you wish I'd call you. You wish I'd talk to you. I mean, he calls Tucker Carlson until about 3 weeks ago all the time. I've been with Tucker when he calls. You've been with me at Tucker's when we, step out and he's talking to the president, and Netanyahu calls him yelling at, I mean, I'm sitting there watching these calls happen. I'm not listening to it. But the point is that Trucker probably could have, is one of the only guys who probably could have beaten Trump. Mm. They want him to run. He's not doing it. Democrats are begging him. He's not doing it. Okay. He likes to hunt all day other than doing shows. He doesn't want the power. He doesn't want to be part of DC. He legitimately hates it, just like I do. I can't stand it. And so that's why I really admire Tucker. And he's been consistently anti-war for about 15 years. He admitted he was wrong before. He came to me to apologize 14, 15 years ago to Austin to say, I'm here to apologize to you. You were right about 9/11, Building 7, all that. And you see the interview, you see him saying it. So he's been consistent since that happened. I'm being consistent even longer, not you know, comparisons here. And it's Trump that changed, not me. But again, why is he changing? 79, all that pressure, three campaigns, not sleeping, sleep deprivation. I mean, dude, you see me or you when you have to work late with all the companies and things you've got. And we're like, ugh, you know, this morning I left the house and left my bag to go meet, you know, I had to like turn around and go back and get it. And I didn't even forgot my wallet on top of that. All because I was doing political news this morning, getting all these calls and was so freaked out that I was like a zombie. Well, imagine him with all of these huge decisions and all these huge things. Nobody could do this. So he means well. And overall, he's a good person, but he's turned into a mean old man. That's where we are.
Yeah.
And I'm sad to do that. I'm like, oh, I got a big story. Great. CNN will put me there. I get nothing from a CNN article except populist conservatives thinking I'm with them.
Yeah.
But I can't not report this just because the left jumps on it.
Yeah.
I have to tell the truth. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
But well, I'm not wrong about this.
Well, you handled it very professionally. I think everybody was holding their breath to see how you were going to respond more than at any of the four. I think everybody wanted to see your response. And then when you came out, you know how many people came up to me and they're like, wow, dude, that Alex's response to that was so mature. It made you look better than Trump. It was incredible, dude. Like we were so impressed with it because you could have taken it any which direction. You know what I mean? And nobody would have been surprised, but that direction was like, wow, like that's like,
well, I mean, just imagine, I'm not going to get into what's happened to me, but it's declassified. And I got this from Sheriff Arpaio at the time because he was the former head of the DEA in Mexico. And so the DEA gave him, right when Trump got in 2017, the NSA database of being Trump being spied on. And I gave it to Trump. Arpaio's like, I used to know him. He campaigned, for, you know, I campaigned for him, but I can't get through to him because we're gatekeepers. I got it to him. And it was, you know, my personal number I never used, a fax line. It was Trump's Mar-a-Lago private suite number, you know, them spying on us. It was Crossfire Hurricane, we now know. And Obama put $2 billion in the Defense Authorization Act right when he left in 2017. They signed the Defense Authorization. There was a couple billion in there for the Countering Foreign Propaganda Disinformation Act. And it basically said, Trump's a Russian agent with no evidence. We're going to keep all these people in the government, and they're going to work against Trump like he's a coup. And then Alex Jones, I was treated as a foreign asset. They never say in the documents. These came out last year. Got declassified. I was declared a national security threat. And you know about this, the Navy SEALs, where you get sent in to frustrate and stop and block an enemy. So it's like when you hear about sanctions on a country, it's not just the stuff you see. It's behind the scenes, all sorts of sabotage.
Yeah.
Debanked, attacked, lied about. I'm like, why am I in hundreds of articles a day some days? Hundreds. Why am I on all the news? Why is all this going on? And it was all because they wanted to demonize me to then say, and Alex Jones is Trump, and do all this. And I got no defense from Trump, but everybody got deplatformed and taken off the internet. I was the first. Trump didn't do anything. He said, well, I'm still big enough. He did nothing for us.
Yeah.
I still bit my tongue and put up with that. And then everything else that went on, and all the stuff that happened, and then Arctic Frost, 27 people on the list. I'm one of the only people that's on there twice, okay? So I had Jack Smith investigating me. Jack Smith illegally got my telephone records. And then they leaked to the press dick pics that my wife had taken. I mean, look this up. Jack Smith leaking dick pics. I mean, it's just full-on harassment, full-on government assault, absolutely insane. And I just bite my tongue. Don't make it about me. Hey, move the ball down the field. Trump's going to kill the carbon taxes. Trump's going to secure the border. And he, first 6 months, he was doing great. And then he went sideways 8 months ago.
Yeah.
And so, and a lot of my listeners are pissed. They're like, hey, he's not doing this perfect, that perfect. I said, hey, stay the course. We're going to save billions of lives. You know, not having this war with Russia. He's trying to stop that. He killed the carbon tax. That is falling apart. And so I'm still very torn. I wasn't happy. I mean, I learned about him attacking me right when I went off air at 3 o'clock. I didn't shoot anything and post it on X till like 6:30. because I had to go in my office and just turn the lights down and just sit back with a glass of iced tea for about an hour. And I'd sit there in the little lamp and read it. And I was just like, all the stuff, him taking the Democrat talking points that was run by the FBI and the CIA, declassified, they ran that Sandy Hook stuff. I was never mentioned in association with Sandy Hook until they began that for the first 5-6 years, which is made up. I had some business in this, did a couple interviews with people questioning it. And then they raised $300 million off my name. The Justice Department funded the lawsuits against me. The judges produced it with HBO. It was all scripted. I was made to be there. I'd be arrested. It was going to the second trial in Connecticut that I was sitting up by the judge while I'm on the stand for a day. And I look over and I go, wait, that's the same bullet points I wasn't allowed to talk about. I'm not innocent. I'm not bankrupt. I can't say I'm, you know, all these things. And I went, that's the same font, same script that I saw in Texas. Because the judge there would go, this is the list of my lawyers. I'm like, wait, it's the same list. Texas and Connecticut scripting with HBO, the judge is putting makeup on and big TV cameras in the thing. And it's all scripted, all fake. I mean, I didn't even realize it was Truman Show that bad. I didn't know they had, I guess they could pick the courts they want where it's totally, it's like that, remember some of the judges would have cameras with Trump and they'd be smiling and put makeup on and see the camera and go, ooh, you know, and stop smiling and laughing. Yeah. Same stuff. So I went through a lot of the same stuff as Trump. So I saw him being persecuted. They tried to kill him. People say Butler was fake. You can't fake that. That was real, folks. You see the bullet. People got killed behind him. Other shooters. No, that was real. And all the stuff that happened to me is real. These attacks. And so I've been through hell for this guy. And so to then see him wreck so much, but that's in the future trajectory. So much of the good he did is baked in. Much better Supreme Court justices. You know, so much better stuff. Roe v. Wade overturned. I mean, so I have mixed feelings about, I use the analogy of my mom's dad, my grandfather, Army Air Corps, super smart, Lease Hound, you know, UT football player, you know, best friends with Tom Landry, played football, you know, just classic Americana, prospector after that, inventor, so smart, taught me about the New World Order, everything. He has a heart attack. Then he has a stroke. And we had to put him in a nursing home because he would act like a 3-year-old and he'd fall down and he would, you know, and he would be terrible. It's because he had his brain was gone. That man, the last year was not my grandfather. And so when he went sideways, I don't go, God, this guy's a jerk. This guy's horrible. It's right. The brain's gone.
Yep.
And so when I'm sitting there criticizing Trump, it's hurting because I bled for this and we got so much done and we could do so much more. And now these evil, out of control, neocon, warmongering Israelis have hijacked our country and they're dangerous as hell and they're calling for my arrest. And I'm just putting my nose down to the grindstone and just moving forward what the truth is. But that's why.
Can you give us an update on your trial?
Well, I mean, they had 2 show trials. They had $1.5 billion judgment in Connecticut, a $45 million one here. They told us they wanted to settle for years so it wouldn't go to appeal. Then they said, we're never settling with you unless you shut up. And that was another thing. I could have joined them anytime hell to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, before this happened, right before I got sued by all these groups, this is an off-record meeting, so I can't get into the details, but this top Republican law firm, hey, you need to come up to D.C. or when are you here next? So I was up there a lot. And the first day meetings, they wouldn't even tell me who. They go, well, this is the richest guy in the world. We represent him. Once you go to this other law firm, meet with these people. And they go, well, you know who this guy is? It wasn't Elon Musk. Richest guy in the world then. Look up 2017. You want to know? They go, you're about to get sued. And big time. It's all been prepared. You know they're coming for you. It's them saying this to me. You need to go ahead and take this money and work with us. And we'll pay you $50 million a year. And I meant, you mean pay me to do $50 million to run this thing or 50? No, you. And that's just a start. And I mean, I've got.
What do they want you to do?
Well, and then when I said no, then I got cabinet people calling me saying, you really need to do this from the Trump admin. He didn't know. Yeah. And I said I wouldn't talk about it. I said I wouldn't give the details. I like to be able to have these meetings.
Okay.
I mean, you know about some of the inside baseball. I meet with Bilderberg group members and people. And I want to be able to talk to them because they're not all one monolith either.
Yeah.
But this is, oh, we're your buddy. But listen, we're going to sue you. You're going to be sued for XYZ and you're going to be destroyed if you don't do this. Oh, what do you want me to do? This is before we heard of fact checkers. That started about a year later. This was before we heard of, they said, basically, you're going to be a reform guy that meant well but was wrong with these experts that is going to run this big fact-checking bureau. And you're going to go around because you're trusted, and you're going to basically go and sell censoring and fact-checking everybody else. And they said, this is going to happen to you, or you're going to be involved. It's literally like Darth Vader. You're going to be formerly a Jedi. Now you're going to hunt down the Jedi for Emperor Palpatine. So they literally gave me the Darth Vader offer. And I already got it from Henry Kissinger in front of a witness, but because they didn't say that was off record. Mm. So I was able to talk about Rothkopf and the Kissinger Group in front of my producer years before. This is like 15 years. Gosh, 2007. It's like, no, there's 3,000 superclass. You're being offered a slot. You'll have some say at the table. You'll be the, you know, populist leader, but, you know, you're going to listen to us. And he, and I said, I'm not doing it. He said, nobody turns this offer down. Because, you know, it's just like, this is crazy. He goes, he wrote a book about the superclass. There's, you know, 3,000 gophers, about 100 controllers, Trilateral Commission. So I was being offered an Epstein-ish job. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. So, and then there was other ways and other offers. I mean, if I ever found anybody in the establishment that wanted to help me and I could do my mission, I'd take money from anybody. I'd announce it and talk about it. But I've never taken money from any big interest or any governments or anything. It's just been T-shirts and books and films and great supplements. But, I mean, to hear now, oh, I'm selling out to Qatar with no evidence. Never been to Qatar, never got any foreign money, national money, anything. Just to that. And then meanwhile, Salem Radio with all their hosts, Levin and all them, Ben Shapiro, all them, they are, Salem Radio is now, came out owned by Israel government, basically defense ministry. So their foreign government owning our media, and they're pointing at us saying, oh, you're all foreign agents. Yeah. So my point is I turned down the offers. I turned down the deals. And then with the Sandy Hook lawsuits, they're in mediation. And the reason I could talk about it is they messed up and told my lawyers outside of mediation. So my lawyers said, go ahead and talk about it. We're there, and they go, you know, what we really want you to do is stop talking about the Second Amendment. And they've done this before. I go, and another list. They said, yes, we'll go into conference meetings with you in the near future and meet with some people. If you will listen and have a list of things, work for them. And I'm like, you don't understand. I've already met with the top of the food chain. You're just the law firms down the line, top Democrat law firms, you know, that sued Trump, same people. That's why when he came out and attacked me with their stuff, I'm like, the same law firms did this. Paul Weiss and all of them. So it's just, I'm like, you're the underling. Like, I've already met with your bosses and said no to this offer. And one of the firms up in Connecticut, the Koskov firm, big Democrat firm, the first mediation up there with the judge and my lawyer, I fly all the way up there. He comes in there and talks to me like 5 minutes, Josh Koskov, and he says, have you seen The Godfather? Oh, yes, based on Mario Puzo's book, The Godfather, and it's really a composite of true stories. Yes, I have. Like, I'm some idiot. You know, you're in Texas. Can you wipe your ass? Yeah, we just have, you know, NASA and all the main bases and nuclear weapons out here. We don't know anything. We don't speak an English accent, so you'll Connecticut accent. And he goes, well, you know what that means. We're the mafia. We run the state. You will lose. There's nothing you can do. This is before the trial. And I'll go, oh, really? Well, and he goes, tell you what, I'm going to talk to your lawyer 10 minutes out here. He'll talk to you. We're in the car. He goes, well, they want you to basically shut up and start. I go, guess what? It's a big list of things. Yeah. Are you interested? And I said, not just no, fuck no. He goes, that's what I thought you'd say. So, and then years later, after they win their fake cases, it's back to the same shit again.
Yeah.
I mean, like, dude, I turned down 50 mil a year to work right at the top. I turned down Henry Kissinger. Okay, so I love how we're the mafia. Oh, you're an errand boy for the mafia. You know anything about the mafia? I had family work for the real mafia called the State Department and Army Special Operations in the teeth of this thing. And they told me at the bottom of it's pedophilia and Satanism, and that's when they got out. So I won't sell out to that. You're way down the chain. I was born in right at the top. You people are a joke. You're gophers.
Woo. What's going on with InfoWars? You guys gonna stick around?
I can announce here, barring a miracle, and there have been miracles where the order is shut down and it's a fake order and it gets overturned and all that. And the Onion and Michael Bloomberg come in and say it's theirs and they come into the building and turn everything off and then I'm back on a day later. But they went to a state receiver this time with the Soros funded judge that did the show trial in Austin, Judge Gore Gamble, who walked the red carpet at South by Southwest for the movie on HBO and all that. Just never before been done. Talk about corruption. She put a receiver in a year ago. The first guy commits suicide when his wife leaves him. Everybody's like, did you kill him? And I'm like, no. And I later learned from lawyers, his wife left him. He, you know, sad for that guy. I don't know who he is. Never met him. So he gets the job a month later, kills himself. I'm like, okay. And then this new guy comes in, met with me once, wouldn't even talk to me, and then just sits there and won't talk to my people. And now they're not renewing the satellite contracts. They're not renewing the internet contracts. And so this has been going on for 8 months since he got in. So all these companies, internet companies and stuff go, okay, we'll let you go month to month. But most of the time it's a month. So they've all gotten fed up. We already had the company's cell phones turn off last week. And so there's money to run the company. Not a ton, but it's there. The crew's all there. The show's huge. Won't let us buy any product to sell anymore. So they're running the money out. They're being more sophisticated. So the internet, the satellites turn off May 1st.
What is the satellites? Can you explain what is
I'm
that?
I'm on over 400 radio stations and TV stations.
Oh, that's for the radio.
So it's $18,000 a month.
Okay.
So it's old media, but that's why when they took me off the internet, they couldn't stop me because I was still on all these radio stations.
I see.
People just got feeds from them. They're like, what? We took him off everything. Why is he still there? Because I had my own website and I was on 400 stations.
Okay.
Well, I was on 200 then when they banned me and doubled the stations picked me up. And then UHF and cable. And yeah, that's old media, but that's boomers. They're great and they buy stuff. So it was it was weird how it worked. It was but anyways, God comes through. One door opens, another one, one door closes and another one opens. So, but they've cut off now. Can't buy the supplements for InfoWarsStore.com. I work with that I don't own. They're able to buy stuff as a sponsor. But they shut down basically our store. There's posters, a few books left in there. And so the internet's turning off. The satellite's turning off. Everything starts turning off the first. And he won't say anything. We go to these people and say, just give us another month. And they go, we've done this for 6-8 months. No, because the satellite company has to sign a contract for a year.
Right.
And they've already floated us. They're like, no, our board met. We're not doing it. So we run to another satellite thing. No, we can't do it either. So the satellites turn off May 1st. The internet turns off May 1st. It's all, and everything's turning off. We may not make it to the 30th because other stuff's turning off. So it's kind of like in 2001 where they're turning off the computer. I'm afraid, Dave. It's like it's shutting down. Or it's like watching an old person get old and deteriorate. It's pretty soon they're just not there.
Like Trump.
Yeah, like Trump. And so it's okay because Bigley built this little studio. We're building a bigger one. They got contracts ready to go. We're going to just flip the switch. We'll have a new site we're going to announce. And they already tried to take my social media, but Elon Musk stood up to that. They actually said, well, you don't get the 13th Amendment against slavery. We own your name and we own your social media. Well, I don't own that. That's on X. That's on. So that they're having trouble getting that. And so we're going to roll over to the new system. And I think we're going to be bigger than ever.
Are you not entertained?
I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at theelegantstore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at theelegantstore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods, everywhere else, because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, TheAlexShow4.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, lasts up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill, a strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to, say, 10 p.m., and I've been, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Bigley and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it.
Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.